free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, March the 31st, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the tyranny of this lockdown. It's gone from absurdity to tyranny, and it is escalating, folks, and we are not going to have any freedom left. We're not going to have any economy left either if this continues. And it looks like it is going to continue because yesterday you had President Trump say that he's going to extend the guidelines to April the 30th. Oh, well, no problem. And it might last even longer than that. Say the real government, not the president, but the real government, the health officials, the Pentagon, and so forth, they're the ones who are really in charge here. President Trump will try to deflect. He'll talk about things like hydroxychloroquine, but, you know, when push comes to shove, he'll deflect and demur and defer to Fauci and the rest of these tyrants. And then I get people, when I criticize that fecklessness of this president, I get people who criticize me and say, he's not ordering anybody. Fauci's not ordering anybody. Oh, really? Really? They're just merely suggestions. Well, of course, you know, his suggestions about red flag gun laws were eagerly taken up by the Democrats everywhere, as are his suggestions about quarantine, taken up by not only Democrats, but by Republicans. And the very conservatives and patriots who ought to be up in arms, literally, about this, are just laying over and dying. And so now we have a pastor arrested in Florida, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. I was going to have him on today. We're in the process of booking that as he got arrested. So we will talk about what has happened. We got a clip from his Sunday service. We had a clip from the preening sheriff lecturing us about the new government religion. And, you know, showing up with a couple of servile, religious leaders. Oh yes, obey your government. By all means, obey your government. Well, you might want to take a look at China. China is the pattern for every bit of this. What is going on in China? Well, as this is all unfolding in China, the coronavirus, they are stepping up their persecution of Christian churches. You know, they tried to appease the government in China, the Christian churches. They came in and they said, I'm not sure that I like this part of the Bible or that part of the Bible, so you just cut that out. I don't really understand all this stuff about the Trinity and everything, so we'll call you. If you do everything that we say, we'll allow you to continue to meet and have church buildings. You can call yourself, let's see, yeah, it's the Church of the Three-Person Self. And so these people who tried to comply with the Chinese communists are now finding that they are being surveilled. They have cameras put inside their church buildings. Everything that they say and do is monitored, scrutinized. If they refuse to have these, or they take them out, or they obstruct them in some way, the building is torn down. The pastor is arrested. They use the cameras to get the pictures of everybody there. You know, we're told, why can't you just hold services online? Well, you know, that the Chinese Christian church tried to comply that way as well. And now they are shutting down all online church services in China. That is precisely what's going to be done here. We have the government that tells you that churches are non-essential. Over the weekend, as my wife and I were driving around to see what was open and what was not open, our car was open, by the way, put the top down, enjoyed the sunshine, get some natural vitamin C, D, rather, and as we were driving around looking to see what was going on, Home Depot was absolutely packed. Main Street was boarded up, essentially. Not boarded up, but they had barricades everywhere so you couldn't park or stop anywhere. And so the question is, you know, what is essential in this society? Oh, government is essential. It is essential that you listen to Fauci, the deep state, that President Trump listen to them and do exactly as they say. It is essential that you do not criticize President Trump either, because then you are a traitor or an idiot, just like the people who questioned what was going on after 9/11 were traitors and idiots, weren't they? Or were they? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
And I'm here to tell you, I don't need you to thank me and tell me I've done a good job. I've done nothing but my duty. I discovered a bunch of bloodthirsty scum coming after innocent people, and I've been fighting.
Alex Jones and InfoWars have been sounding the alarm for patriots worldwide, waking people up to the New World Order, Bohemian Grove, the American Deep State, the rise of Communist China, the plan for global depopulation, and global elite pedophiles who prey off of our young. The enemy has done their best to destroy us, but because of your support, our fight continues. Join us, support the info war, and together we will slay the dragon.
Keep fighting, Alex. You're the gladiator.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, March the 31st, year of our Lord, 2020. Not the year of our federal government, not the year of President Trump. This is the year of our Lord. And we're going to talk about how the government thinks that it is God here. But, you know, when we look at all this, folks, understand, I've been fighting, as many people have, the takeover of our health care since Hillary Clinton decided that it was her prerogative to do that as first lady. She was not elected. She was first lady. Fauci was not elected. Francis Collins was not elected. Both of them at the NIH, been there for decades. The CDC was not elected. It's still a private organization. And yet, as Pastor Rodney Brown is arrested by the sheriff in Tampa, sheriff of Hillsborough County, he quotes the CDC. CDC orders say so. We're now taking orders from private organizations. CDC has been given surveillance capability to watch you. How do you think that's going to turn out? I've said from the very beginning that we don't want government to run health care because we want to have good quality health care. Everything the government runs, they screw up. They're totally incompetent. Take a look at what they did with the tests for the coronavirus. It was a mess from the very beginning. They have cried wolf over and over again from one pandemic to the other. And on this plandemic, we understand that the real agenda here is to take over your health care. They have been leading up to this, preparing us for this with little baby steps. That's what the mandatory vaccination demands have been about. Getting people hyped up and freaked out about measles. And I've been talking about this for the longest time. If they can scare you to death over measles, they can scare you to death over a disease that you've never seen, right? It's even more easy to do that over measles that all of us at a certain age have had and now have lifetime immunity. Occasionally. Somebody can have very serious reaction to measles. Typically, that happens to people when they get measles at an older age. But things happen in life. There is a certain amount of risk. But again, the way the risk is being sold to us for this is not scientific. It's not mathematical. It's absolutely insane. In the area where I live, they have done some testing. I don't know if the testing is good or not. But they have done some testing, and because they found first one person, then two, maybe they found another. But now they're talking about shutting down everything in that area as well. Now, how many people have they tested? We don't know. So we don't know if this is 1% or 1/1000th of a percent of the number of people that they tested. But they found one or two. If you don't have a denominator, if you don't have a base there, if you don't know what the risk is, how can you do this to people? They've got you scared to death because of the mainstream media. But when we go back to health care, you understand that we now have de facto government health care. It hasn't been passed, but it has been enacted, right? The government is running health care now everywhere. And if you want to know where we've seen the worst effects of all this, take a look at where the government has run everything the most, had the biggest footprint on healthcare. Take a look at Italy. Take a look at Spain. Take a look at New York and California. The incompetence, the mismanagement, the authoritarian practices, even Cuomo saying, maybe we made a mistake when we shut down everything. But folks, when it comes to health care, it is the perfect prescription for tyranny. Everyone is a patient, and the government is your doctor, your physician, your psychologist. And quite frankly, as I tweeted out, they can force any treatment on you without your informed consent. That's what all the mandatory vaccinations were about. Well, you don't get your mandatory vaccination, we're going to lock your kids down. They can't go to school. Now we're seeing that for everything, right? All kids can't go to school. And you're going to sit there and wait until we've got a vaccine ready for you. Fauci already did this with the swine flu back in 2009. They rushed a vaccine to market in 4 months. They kept telling us, well, we can't do a vaccine, President Trump, for 18 months or whatever. It's just not possible. We've never done that before. He is lying through his teeth. Fauci and the big pharmaceutical companies that he represents. That's right. He represents them. It's called regulatory capture. That's your corrupt federal government, your bureaucracy at work here. Pandemrix was the drug, I believe, that they came up with that injured so many people. People weren't hurt by the swine flu. They were hurt by the vaccine that Fauci and the NIH, the infectious diseases branch of that, rushed to market in just 4 months. They're about to do that again. And so they've been preparing you with California, New York, all the same places that were the first ones to lock down the entire city. What a coincidence, isn't it? They were preparing you to roll up your sleeve and get a mandatory vaccine before you go back to school, back to work, back to anything, back to life. So they can force any treatment on you without your informed consent. They can deny any treatment to you, right? We saw that with the hydroxychloroquine. And we have seen this with medical marijuana. We have seen it with stem cells. This is a new approach that's being taken under President Trump's regime at the FDA. To deny you the use of even your own cells to treat and to heal and to restore your body. Stem cells. No, no, no. FDA is going to now regulate your own body. And where are the pro-choice Democrats? Get your laws off my body? Oh, no, 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 no. They're not going to say that. And then, of course, after they force any treatment on you, after they deny any treatment that you may want, that they don't want you to have for whatever reason, they can then commit you. They can put you in an asylum because you know you're crazy if you disagree with the government, right? They can put you in an asylum. They can put you in jail as they did Pastor Rodney Howard Brown yesterday. They can put you in quarantine. And then, of course, as we've seen in Michigan, they can come after the doctors as well. You have Governor Whitmer there. Gretchen Whitmer. Gretchen Whitmer was on Friday threatening physicians, threatening to pull their licenses, take away their license to practice medicine if they prescribed hydroxychloroquine. She said to the pharmacist, you do not fill those prescriptions or I'll take your license. And then she told other physicians, if you hear doctors talking about this, you report that to me so we can punish them for even talking about it, let alone doing it. And so now that the FDA has begrudgingly admitted, you know, this got out, they want everybody locked down. They don't want there to be a treatment. They don't want there to be a cure. They want as many people as possible to die. And I'm telling you, I've seen this from the regulatory agencies and bureaucracies at the very beginning when the group I was working with in North Carolina, and it was one of the first things I reported on when I came here to InfoWars 8 years ago, the EPA, who wanted to ban diesel engines for the regulatory purposes. They sought out people who had heart and respiratory issues. They hooked them up to diesel exhaust, hoping that they would get sick so they could shut down diesel engines. And we caught that, reported it. Nothing happened to those people. And of course, even though they had pre-screened for people who had heart and respiratory issues, only two of them got sick. That tells you something. Even though they exposed them to 72 times the level that they said was dangerous, that they would permit. So they exposed them to 72 times level that they had banned. And at the same time, you had Lisa Jackson, head of the EPA, telling Congressman Markey, now Senator Markey, I'm not talking about people getting sick. I'm talking about people dying. And I'm saying more people are dying from fine particulate matter than are dying of cancer. If they will lie to you about this in order to increase their control over your life, to increase their bureaucratic footprint in your life, if they will seek out people who have these problems and then try to poison them and kill them to advance their regulatory agenda. What do you think they're doing right now with this medical tyranny, this prescription for martial law? So when we come back, we're going to talk about Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. You know, I see this picture that was stolen out of the Dutch Museum. It's a Van Gogh masterpiece. The museum was closed, and, you know, thieves just went in there and helped themselves. After they have closed down our economy, these thieves are stealing everything, things that are far more valuable than a Van Gogh masterpiece.
We told you it was coming. We told you they'd use a virus to scare everyone into submission and set up martial law and quarantines and lockdowns, and now it's here. And I'm here to tell you the rest of the story. Three things we all need to do. Pray to God for justice and seek his face and repent. Get politically active and wake others up to understand this is the world government, the cashless society, it's all being announced. And get prepared yourselves and boost your immune systems and get high quality food. And we're able to ship storable food again. Our supplier has expanded their factories and now are able to take new orders. And it's not about this virus, folks. That's only the trigger, the detonator. It's about what's coming in the future with elections maybe canceled, with the globalists trying to implode the economy. This is just the beginning of the crisis, not the middle and not the end. So get prepared now while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. And please be Paul Revere's and spread the word. Newtonian physics documents the fact that for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, and that matter is not destroyed, it is simply transferred into another form. Well, we're seeing that happen right now. The globalists are openly trying to hype up the coronavirus, trying to kill our economy, and trying to have martial law shut down around the country, and trying to stampede Trump into implementing it so they can blame the imploding economy on him. But Trump has seen through it, and so he's let them implement the draconian controls, and is saying, do you really want a depression for something that's killed far less than the flu? Ladies and gentlemen, now is the fight of our lives. And the good news is their attack on humanity and on independent media has caused a lot of people to start thinking for themselves. And so the traffic to InfoWars.com and Band.video is triple our previous records right now. So you're doing a great job spreading the word, and people are tuning in to find out the truth like never before because of you, the modern Paul Revere's.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in the hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. Let's take a look at what happened in Florida after Rodney Howard Brown. I've said from the very beginning, I was very concerned about what was happening with churches, seeing the fact that the governor of Kentucky, a Democrat, of course, had said, we're going to shut down all non-essential gatherings, especially churches. Don't go to churches this week. That's non-essential, and we're letting the government tell us when and where we can meet. I find that to be very troubling. I understand that churches want to try to get along as much as possible with other people. I understand that churches want to defer to legal authority. They should defer to legal authority. The question is, what's legal authority? Who is the king in this country? Is it the public health inspector, or is it the Constitution and the First Amendment? What is the king? No, I would submit to you that these pettifogging temporary bureaucrats are nothing more than unfaithful, oath-breaking, lying temporary stewards. The real king is the Constitution. The people who founded this country said that. Lex Rex, the law, is king. The First Amendment is king. And if you're not allowed to determine what you think are acceptable risks, and of course, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown was telling people, look, if you're sick, please don't come. If you're worried about getting sick, you don't have to come. This is, we're going to be here for the people who want to come who are healthy. And in America, you should be able to be informed of what the risks are. If the government will be honest with you about it, if they will not withhold treatment that we know cures this from you, if they will not withhold treatment like ventilators because the FDA is going to be inflexible in terms of anybody altering the designs in any way, shape, or manner, altering the way they're manufactured, manufacturing them at a place that has not been approved by a government inspector, that's what keeps you from getting ventilators. We can talk about Cuomo. We can talk about Trump. It's bottom line. It is the deep state and the FDA that is blocking this type of stuff. So they're going to block treatment from you, that they're going to block cures from you. And if they're going to lie to you about the risks and not be transparent about this, again, regardless, I'm not saying this is not, that this is harmless. You ought to be concerned about this. I'm just saying that the government is lying to you. They're lying to you. When they come up with statistics, when they compare estimated flu deaths of the regular flu to the actual people that they have seen, and they've only seen the sickest people because they don't have a test, and they're not even estimating them up. So they lower the risk factor of the flu by a factor of 100 to say, oh, look, this is 100 times more dangerous than the flu, or 10 times more dangerous than the regular flu. They lower it by 100. It would be 10 times, the regular flu would be 10 times greater than this coronavirus if they were to compare actual to actual, but they don't. They're playing games with you. But let's take a look at what happened to Pastor Rodney. On Sunday, I'll play you a little bit of his opening comments here. What he had to say about why they were meeting. Let's play video clip number one, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown on Sunday.
Well, we're going to be hearing some testimonies here during the course of the day. Of course, we got the what they call social distancing in here in this room, and there's people in other places and whatever. But we're glad you came today. Just give the Lord the biggest shout of praise. And then you may be seated. Amen. There's been a lot of media after me wanted to, I have nothing to discuss with them because they take everything you say and twist it anyway. So we put all the legalities on our website, and as it is, they already twist the stuff. So go ahead, knock yourself out. My encouragement to you is don't talk to these people because they're not looking for the truth. They're just trying to find an angle to shut the church down. And this is about the gospel of Jesus Christ, that it needs to be proclaimed in America at this time. You know, somebody said, yeah, but you could just go online. You could go online and preach the gospel. Well, yeah, with Google's algorithms and Facebook, they limit it only to Christians. So you're not preaching to sinners. You're just preaching to the choir. So that's a misnomer. Somebody said, well, we're going to go online. We're going to reach people with the gospel. Short of a stray person coming on your side, you're not going to be reaching anybody. So you're smoking crack. So that's just like telling yourself that you're actually reaching out when you're not reaching out. You know, we have to reach our city. And last time I checked, you know, I think there's still bottle stores are open in Tampa. Last time I checked, huh?
That's
bottle
right.
stores. Medicinal weed places are open. Last time I checked, huh? I believe there's still abortion clinics open in some areas. That's
right.
what I heard.
Everywhere.
There's stores that are open. Who's ever been to a store this week? Did you see how many people were in there? So then people say, well, they can come, they're going to come to your church and die. Well, I can't control what people do 6.5 days of the week. How do you know where they got the virus? The last shopping cart you held. Hello, come on, don't look at me like that, come on. So, you know, people have gone totally crazy, and I'm telling you right now, this thing, we got to pray that God pull us out of this thing quickly. And as the president said, he wants to get everybody back worshiping God come Easter Sunday. That needs to happen. This thing cannot go on ad infinitum. It is impossible for our nation to be sustained. Impossible.
And again, you heard him say he's getting calls all the time from the media everywhere. They're twisting what they have to say. They were all focusing on him. Let me tell you, before this sheriff arrested him, you had the New York Times, you had international media. They were all doing hit pieces on him, not just local papers, all of them. And saying that he was, if you look at the comments on Google, everybody's saying, oh, look at this. This is the new Jim Jones cult, because people show up in church on a Sunday, because people value that experience more than they do life itself. Let me tell you something. This country was founded by people who valued their ability to get together with other believers, to practice and to exercise freely their religion. They valued that more than life itself. That's why America was founded. We have a long history in Western civilization of governments coming after, whether it is a Baptist or a Quaker like a Penn or a Baptist like John Bunyan, throwing people in jail. Keeping them in for years. Why? Because you met in a church that we didn't like. Wasn't affiliated with the government. You didn't do it the way the government said to do it. Now, we get together and we fight as Christians over different points of doctrine. And it's important. I'm not saying doctrine doesn't matter. It does matter. It helps us. But look, we're not really wrestling with flesh and blood, right? We're not really wrestling with each other in these different denominations, because when the devil comes at you, he knows which team you're on, and he comes after each and every one of these denominations. And if you go through and you find some, oh, I don't like what this pastor has to say about this or that, so I think the government ought to lock them up. I think they're dangerous. I don't think that they're listening to the government enough. Let me tell you something. You're not even wrestling against the government. There's something behind the government, and we'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Listen, Alex Jones and the Resistance are still on air. They're at band.video and Infowars.com. All you gotta do is go to Infowars.com/show and you'll find Alex Jones' broadcast live. You'll find Owen Schroer, The War Room, David Knight, and so much more. Special broadcasts, films, emergency reports, it's all there. And the globalists have worked around the clock to take them off air, but something's happening. The public has been spreading the word that the forbidden truth lives at Infowars.com/show and band.video, and it's growing exponentially, and the attempts to censor are only backfiring. But we can supercharge this right now. If all of you listening realize, hey, you know how to find the show, but other people don't. They believe mainstream media that was off the air. So you can override the corporate media, the establishment, all of them at this critical time, and tell folks that the truth lives and is back on air at Infowars.com.
Listen, there's a show from PBS called It's Okay to Be Smart. So everyone who's been smart and has been put down for it, and persecuted, it's okay to finally be smart.
That's right. There's not two sexes, and families are bad, and the right thing to do is to sterilize your son so he doesn't become an evil warmonger. I mean, a lot of feminists are saying we should have the government pass laws that male embryos are killed. But what's better and more reformed and more humanitarian is just to convince them when they're 5 years old to have their testicles chopped off. And again, global warming's real. We got to pay Lord Rothschild all of our money, and the pandemic's all real. We've got to be locked up in our houses. We've got to use the language the universities say. We're not a culture or anything. Oh, no. No, we're not. We're good people. We're good people that went to these corporate systems that didn't brainwash us. No, no. They enlightened us how to censor and how to rule and how to control.
You have to look really hard at mainstream television news and print media and mainstream establishment media news sites to find it. I did extensive searches online with different search engines. I did a bunch of research looking at different TV archives, and I couldn't find hardly anything except a couple local news stories with medical doctors on there talking about zinc, 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 the element on the periodic table that is essential to life and that is the most antiviral natural compound out there in thousands and thousands of studies by the most prestigious universities, including big studies on the coronavirus family. So do yourself a favor. Search engine zinc and antiviral. Three words, zinc, antiviral. Zinc, antiviral. Do yourself a favor, zinc, antiviral.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just playing for the comments that Pastor Rodney Howard Brown on Sunday in Tampa. He was saying, look, we're here. We think we're essential for many people. And he said, we think we're just as essential as the liquor stores that they keep open, just as essential as the abortion clinics that they keep open, just as essential as the grocery stores and hardware stores that they keep open. And I'm not saying we need to shut down grocery stores and hardware stores. The other two, definitely the abortion clinics. If you want to drink alcohol, that's up to you. But, you know, it's nevertheless, it's not up to you if you want to go to a church, is it? Why is that? And as I said, as we drove around, a lot of people at the hardware stores. And I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with the government deciding who is essential and who is not essential. And, of course, they think that they are essential. They are not essential. They are not essential. Fauci is not essential. The entire federal government is not essential to your life. You're begging for a handout from them. You think they're essential now because they've taken away your freedom. They've taken away your job. They've taken away your business. And now they've got you with your hand out like a beggar, like Oliver. And Oliver Twist. Please, sir, can I have some more? Right? More? You want more? Get out of here, you slave. Right? That's what they've reduced us to. And so you see the media coming after
Pastor Rodney, we'll just call him. And this article is typical out of TampaBay.com. He even bussed people to the church. How dare him? He even bussed people to the church. Let me tell you something. The buses are still operating here in Austin. The subways are operating in New York City. As a matter of fact, they're whining about the fact they don't have as many riders in New York City. They want more. Subways are filthy under normal circumstances. And so are the buses, except for the fact that nobody rides them here in Austin. But they have them there in case anybody wants to ride the bus. They are operating them here at taxpayer expense. So, yeah, criticize him for what the government is doing, right? Criticize Pastor Rodney because he's got buses to transport people when they have buses. And so I want to play for you the preening sheriff, the oath breaker, who was making an example out of this church, out of this pastor. Again, they picked him up. They arrested him, threw him in jail yesterday. And this is what Sheriff Chronister of Hillsborough County had to say as he overthrew the First Amendment of the Constitution that he swore to uphold. Video clip number 4.
Last night I made a decision to seek an arrest warrant for the pastor of a local church who intentionally and repeatedly chose to disregard the orders set in place by our president, our governor, the CDC, and the
CDC.
Hillsborough County
Emergency
Policy Group. His reckless disregard for human life put hundreds of people in his congregation at risk and thousands of residents who may interact with them this week in danger. Since last Friday, March 27th, the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office has been in contact with leaders at the River of Tampa Bay Church. We received an anonymous tip that Pastor Dr. Ronald Howard Brown refused request to temporarily stop holding large gatherings at his church. And instead,
I thought it was an order.
Encouraging
it was a request.
His large congregation to meet at his church. Pastor Howard Brown's actions were a direct violation of Executive Order 20-5.
Oh, so it was an order. It wasn't a request,
20th,
you lying piece of shit.
Limiting gatherings, including faith-based gatherings, to less than 10 people. He was also violating a Safer at Home order, which went into effect on March 27th,
safe at home.
Advising
Hillsborough
County residents to remain in their homes as much as possible to create greater social distancing and reduce the spread of COVID-19.
You know, all these people who attack me because they say, look at what Trump is doing. Yeah, the buck stops with Trump. But of course, it's Trump, it's Fauci, it's the CDC, it's the governor. And it's this pettifogging bureaucrat there, bureaucrat with a uniform and a gun, calls himself a sheriff. You defied our requests. Oh, well, they were actually orders. They were executive orders. You better understand what's going on here, folks. It's not going to stop. Once they give themselves this kind of power, once they move their fence onto your property and you let it stay, it's now theirs. That's the principle. You know, your neighbor leaves the fence there for years. And it's like, yeah, you didn't say anything about it. You didn't do anything. It's his property now. That's why they talk about in the Second Amendment infringement, because it's usually a gradual process that they take away the Second Amendment. For the First Amendment, for your free speech and for your free exercise of religion and for your ability to assemble in public. That's done by a gradual process, or rather not by a gradual process like the firearms. It's done all at once. That's why they say make no law. They knew that they could make a law or they could declare an executive order. You need to understand where this tyranny is coming from. You need to understand that our founders of this country rose up over what was essentially a 3% tax on tea. And I've heard the presenters at Colonial Williamsburg say, well, it was only fair. It was only fair. I mean, they had spent a lot of money defending America with the French and Indian War. You know, they came in and they fought the French and the Indians. Cost the British a lot of money. They wanted to get that money back, and it was only fair that they do it. And the problem that the colonists had was that they were being taxed without any representation. They had absolutely no say-so in that. Now we're being taxed without representation. We're being regulated without representation. And these people have thumbed their nose at the Constitution and the Bill of Rights in the same way that the British government thumbed its nose at the Magna Carta. Yeah, yeah. They were the ones who were violating the law. It wasn't the colonists were not rebelling. The government was the one that rebelled against the Magna Carta. And so when we look at this, we have him saying, because of the reckless disregard of public safety, after repeated requests and warnings, right? We have obtained a warrant for unlawful assembly in violation of public health emergency rules, both of which are second-degree misdemeanors. Our goal here is not to stop anyone from worshiping. Oh, no, not at all. But the safety and the well-being of our community must always come first. No, it doesn't. As I said before, people throughout history, the people who founded this country, did not put their safety first. They put their worship first. They put their freedom first. They put their liberty first. There was a much greater risk that you would be thrown into jail, that you would die in jail from the diseases and the conditions and the starvation and privation that you would experience in jail. There's a much greater risk that you would die when the people who founded this country, who fought for their religious freedom, stood up to government that said, you can't meet. We don't like something about your church, so you can't meet. No, they risked their lives. Many of them were killed directly, not thrown in prison and killed slowly. Many of them were killed outright. They knew it was a risk to their lives. People in China are worshiping at risk to their lives. Americans outside of Pastor Rodney and his congregation are pretty much in compliance. We are compliant. We are supine. We no longer believe that church is essential, that God is preeminent, because that's the other part of this. If you accept that they can tell you when and where and how to meet, then you have accepted the idea that the government is above the church. You can never allow that to happen. Never allow that to happen. We already know what that looks like in China. I'll give you some more legal arguments in case you don't understand. But if you know what, I can tell you all the legal arguments. If you don't value freedom, if you don't value God, it doesn't mean anything to you, does it? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with some good news. 2 weeks ago, we had to stop taking new storable food orders because the company that supplies us was backed up and was busy getting out the orders they had. Now they've opened up two more factories. They've bought a whole bunch more high-quality food. They're packaging it right now, and they're going to be able to ship it out to you very soon. So get your orders in now. Every other major food manufacturer in the storable food area has been sold out for a long time. Many of them are still telling you they got food. They don't. We do, but it takes time to package it and get it out to you. The bad news is, hey, I hope the virus blows over, but the globalists trying to cancel the election and the economy may go south. Now more than ever is the time to have high-quality, storable food, and the place to get it is InfoWarsStore.com. So a lot of you have gotten food from us. You've loved it. It's been very helpful for you and your family. Now is the time to double down. With as crazy as this world is, if they're able to take Trump down, we are screwed. We've got to fend for ourselves.
InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it, It takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth for your throat and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back as we take a look at this article here from TampaBay.com discussing Pastor Rodney Howard Brown and his church and the arrest there. They said Liberty Counsel is defending Howard Brown. They are a right-wing organization. They said they've been criticized by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Southern Poverty Law Center doesn't like Liberty Counsel because they say Liberty Counsel promotes discrimination against the LGBTQ community. In other words, they support the freedom of Christians to say that marriage is between one man and one woman. They support the freedom of Christians to say that Christ can free you, that Christ can change your life. And that is considered to be hateful. This is why I say you must not allow the government to define religion, to define what is going to be allowed to be said, where you're going to be allowed to meet. These are the issues that you are called to fight for, Christian. If you don't understand that, I don't know what to say to you to convince you. I'm not going to preach a sermon here, but Liberty Counsel said the church enforced the 6-foot rule, that staff wore gloves. They'd spent $100,000 on a hospital-grade purification system. Pastor said, we've brought in 13 machines that basically kill every virus in the place. If somebody walks through the door, it kills everything on them. Does that happen on the subways of New York? I, you know, they were bragging about how on the subways of New York, they wiped down the subways every 72 hours. How many people went through there in 72? They've got millions of people, several million people a day. Oh, we just had 4 million people. It's time to clean up the place again. If you had a restaurant and you only cleaned it up once every 4 million customers, you'd have a pretty dirty restaurant. That's why I say the subway is filthy, and they've got that operating in New York City and everywhere else. Bus systems. The government is not closing down anything that it does. It's not closing down abortion clinics, except here in Texas. One other state. Forget the other state. Here in Texas, you got Planned Parenthood suing Texas Governor Abbott. He said, you're taking medical resources that could be used to help people. We've got, we're told that we have a crisis here. So then why are we doing elective things like this? And so they're suing him. But everywhere else, you know, Ralph Northam, who's just shut down Virginia, everybody else, the abortion clinics are still going. And the government's paying for it in most cases as well. So the state allows this order to be enforced as a second-degree misdemeanor, punishable by up to 60 days in jail, and a maximum fine of $500 for both of these charges. Hillsborough officials said the penalties for noncompliance would likely begin with warnings and fines. Well, you know, we're just flexing our muscle here. You know, we'll just give you some warnings and we'll charge you some money here, and then we want you to bow before us. We'll see. If anyone is either not feeling well or would prefer to take the precaution of remaining at home for their own health, we encourage them to do that and to continue to watch the services online, said the church statement. And this sheriff says, well, actually, it's another individual. Chronister is the sheriff. Warren is, I guess, a prosecutor in the area or something. He's some other pettifogging bureaucrat there in Hillsborough County. Warren is the one who said it's unfortunate that Howard Brown is hiding behind the First Amendment. Let me tell you something, Warren. Let me tell you something, Sheriff. All Americans hide behind the First Amendment. It is our shield against petty tyrants like you. You are the liars and the oath breakers who swore to the Constitution that you no longer support. Yeah, we hide behind it while you thumb your nose at it. And then they got Bishop Thomas Scott of another church. The Bible instructs us to obey the laws of the land. That's right. What is the law of the land, Bishop? The Constitution, the First Amendment, are the laws of the land. The Constitution is the king and the sheriff is the unfaithful steward that swore to uphold it. And they go through this. They say, well, as the coronavirus, this is now Yahoo's article on this same incident. As the coronavirus has spread through the globe, the CDC has set strongly suggested rules in place. You see this? Notice how they go, well, we're strongly suggesting it. We're requesting that you do not meet. But then if you don't bow to that, then they come back and say, well, you know, actually, it's an order. It's an executive order. We're going to arrest you. You see how these people lie? Do you have a problem with that? I've got a real problem with that. There's no requests going on here. These are demands. And these are demands being made by the CDC, as you heard that sheriff. He says, well, the president said to ordered this. You got the CDC ordered it. The governor ordered it. I'm ordering it. And I'm going to enforce this, right? That's why I say, all you people who say Trump's not a part of this, somehow he's not involved. He's just, I don't know, you think he's some kind of a passive bystander? I think he's a tool, quite frankly. I think he is a tool. I cannot support Trump anymore. I will not be voting for him. I'm sorry. I've watched the First Amendment be burned down, every aspect of it. First, free speech on social media, the free press, the alternative press. Now I'm watching free expression of religion, free exercise of religion being burned down. And as far as I'm concerned, he's another Nero. Fiddling around while this is being burned down, looking only after his own interests. He's fine as long as he's got his little Twitter account, right? He doesn't care that you cannot speak. You, the public, cannot speak. He doesn't care about the free press being shut down. He is using all of this. And all you people who think that he's taken over the Federal Reserve, you're absolutely wrong. The Federal Reserve is more powerful than ever. It's been put on steroids. And even if he was calling the shots on that particular issue, do you really want to have the president calling the shots separated from the Constitution? What does the Constitution say? You might want to ask yourself that. The Constitution says that gold is going to be backed by the dollar, that dollar was going to be backed by gold and silver because they had seen what happens when you just arbitrarily print money. And we're going to find out real hard because we're getting a Great Depression by fiat. He has sat there doing nothing except pushing this idea. He's handing out checks. He demands to have his name on the checks so that you know whose hand you can lick. I am fed up with Trump. What a weak, ineffective person. From the very beginning, there were policies that he said he was going to do, like protect the border. Oh, well, you know, we don't have the border locked down, do we? We got Americans locked down. President Trump is bringing in, his administration is bringing in more foreign workers under H-1B. Why do we need more foreign workers under H-1B when we have our businesses locked down? Oh, well, those are for the big corporations. That you're not going to have a small, medium-sized business. You're not going to have a job working for them. But, you know, you're going to have a job working for the big corporations? No, no, no. They're going to be bringing in foreign workers. They're not locking down the border. They're importing workers while they've got the entire economy locked down. Yeah, there were policies that President Trump said that I agreed with. I was always concerned from the very beginning, and I said it from the very beginning. He had no respect for other people's property from the very beginning. When he had a casino, he went after an old lady who didn't want to sell her property. Just like Better Call Saul happening right now. Just like Up. Well, Trump was the bad guy in that one. And when he didn't get his way, when they wouldn't sell to him, what did he do? He went to government and he used eminent domain to take her property to make a parking lot for his casino in Atlantic City. I talked about that when he was running for president. I was not happy with that. That put up big red flags, just like his applauding of torture. He doesn't understand your rights like every one of these other damn billionaires. They're contemptible of your liberty. They treat you like slaves, and you bow before them and worship them when they tell you you can't worship God. I am fed up. Absolutely fed up with him. If it was Hillary doing this, you would be rising up. That's why you're laying down for this, because it's somebody that you trusted. And it's about time you start looking at what he's doing. Start looking at what has been enacted here. All right, we're going to take a break, and I'm going to come back and give you the legal arguments about why it's a good thing for everybody, whether you're a Christian or not, to have the free exercise of religion and a First Amendment. Chris Ann Hall wrote a piece on that that was on Pastor Rodney Howard Brown's website. And so we'll be back in just a couple of seconds here, folks. Very quick break. We'll be right back. By the way, the thing that keeps us here is not President Trump. It's the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to keep free speech alive, if you want to help your health at the same time, you still have the option to do both of those. InfoWarsStore.com. Everything 20 to 50% off. We haven't raised the prices. We've dropped the prices.
There is a paradox. Yes, this virus is deadly and does kill people. And so do many other countless viruses that have already existed, that do exist, and will exist. But when Trump says the cure is worse than disease, he's talking about the media hype creating hysteria and trying to create uncertainty. And it is that that I oppose. It is not the American way to cower and live in fear and to follow the edicts and precedents set by communist China and hyper-authoritarian Singapore, where you're now being given 6 months in jail if you don't stand at least 6 feet away from someone. This is being used by social engineers, and they admit that they are trying to transform our world forever into something unrecognizable from what it's been. We are not slaves, and we must not act like it.
I just want to finish by saying your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. You'll be looking at me in a year or 2 years. Let's give me a little bit of a time to run things. But a year into office, you'll be saying, wow, I remember that interview. He said he was going to do it, and he did a great job. You'll be very proud of our country.
4 years ago, then billionaire businessman Donald Trump pledged himself to InfoWars and our audience that he would not let us down, that he would take the globalist on, and that we would be very pleased with what he did. We are pleased with President Trump. He has proven that he's the real deal and has taken the globalist on at a level never before seen. But now they're striking back at President Trump and the people using the invisible weapon of fear, the coronavirus. Yes, we should meet the virus head on. Yes, we should save as many people as possible, but not at the expense of our hard-fought liberties and freedoms.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. the seat. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. As I retweeted someone, they put out, breaking, COVID-19, coronavirus cases have topped 750,000 worldwide, with 36,000 deaths worldwide. And I retweeted that. I said, well, you understand that the CDC says that in the U.S. alone, now they were talking about 750,000 cases worldwide of coronavirus. CDC says that in the U.S. alone, we have between 32 and 54 million cases. We're talking about 750,000 cases of coronavirus worldwide, and we've locked down the entire globe. And in the U.S. alone, we have between 32 and 54 million cases. Million cases. Maybe about 80 times, I don't know, 90 times the number of cases of flu that we have coronavirus. Okay, well, you say, oh, it's more deadly. Is it? They've monkeyed around with the statistics. They haven't done a lot of testing. They have compared estimated death rates from the flu to actual death rates from coronavirus, because they only see people who are in critical condition with the coronavirus. And if you've got anything else that is killing you, like old age, heart disease, respiratory issues, you name it, if you drove your car into the wall and they test you and find that you had coronavirus, that's another coronavirus case. I imagine even the nurses in Italy, two of them, who committed suicide as soon as they learned that they had coronavirus, didn't have any symptoms or had mild symptoms. They weren't sick. They killed themselves. They were concerned that they might have passed that on to somebody else. No, they were under a great deal of psychological stress, and that's what's going to be happening to everybody. Things are really going to get crazy. As Gerald Celente says, when people lose everything, they lose it. And you have not realized just yet how much you have lost. But let's compare deaths. They say, well, we've had 36,000 deaths worldwide. Well, in the U.S., we've already had 60,000 deaths to the flu. U.S. alone, the regular flu, twice that number. And yet, we have never locked down the world for flu. We've never locked down the world for swine flu or for SARS or for MERS or for Ebola or for Zika virus or for any of these other World Health Organization pandemics where you had Fauci at the NIH also pushing it. Never done that before. So will we be doing lockdown every year, I asked? The answer is yes. He's already said he's going to turn it on and off. Will we be doing social distancing permanently? Yes, of course. President Trump said, I don't think we'll be doing handshakes anymore. Is that right, Fauci? Isn't that what you just told me? You see the strings on Trump yet? Can you see the strings when he moves his mouth yet? I think I can see the strings now. I think I know who's holding the strings now. Just look at what he does. Don't project your wishes onto him, as the left did on Barack Obama. Mandatory vaccines every year without your informed consent? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's going to be Kung Flu martial law. It is a martial art, isn't it? They've been working towards this for a long time. They've been planning it. They've been psychologically conditioning you to it with their freakouts about measles, with their mandatory vaccines, with their purging people out of schools without having their vaccines and so forth. They want you begging for 5G so that you can work from home, because that's the only place you will be able to work. They're packing everybody into the cities. It is a checklist for globalism. Not a single thing has been stopped from the UN 2030 agenda for smart cities. Not a single thing. As a matter of fact, President Trump is greasing the skids for 5G and the rest of this stuff as they shut down all of the Bill of Rights. President Trump reversed himself Sunday, saying, no, we're not going to let you out of your homes on April 30th. It was just an aspiration. He said he hopes that the country will be well on our way to recovery by June 1st. Not by March, not by May 1st, but by June 1st. He just added another 2 months to it, evidently. Isn't that interesting? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at 40% off at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing its potential, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to take a look at what is happening to our freedoms, to the legal issues here. I'll just say, as we're going along, the comments that I've made about President Trump. I've said before, one of the reasons why we never elected somebody who was a triple divorcee, you had presidents who tried to hide their affairs, right? FDR, JFK, Clinton, not so much. He didn't try to hide it. But they tried to pretend that they had a marriage, right? But when you are openly out there talking about that, people kind of wonder if you're going to honor your oath that you take to the Constitution. Are you going to fulfill the promises that you made to the people who voted for you? I guess right now at this point, I have joined the First Wives Club of President Trump. Yeah, he lied, kicked us to the curb. That's basically what's happened with all of this stuff. We take a look at where we're headed with this. If you don't realize what is happening in this country, just consider the fact that the New York Times had an op-ed piece just this last Friday blaming Christians for the coronavirus. We're now the scapegoats. It's kind of like, you know, what as Nero burned down Rome, he blamed the Christians, right? Well, what happened to the Christians after that? The road to coronavirus hell was paved by evangelicals, wrote Catherine Stewart. And as a Federalist opines on this, that it's undue condescension, a mockery of Christians. And it's become the norm of mainstream media elites. As a matter of fact, when I talked about Liberty Council defending Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, TampaBay.com immediately had to put in, well, the Southern Poverty Law Center says that they're a right-wing hate group that persecutes the LGBT tyrants who say that you can't have freedom of religion, that you can't have your definition of marriage. You have to worship their definition of marriage. It's not enough to tolerate what the LGBT do. No, no, no. You have to celebrate what they do. And you can't speak out against that. They want to criminalize anybody who says that Christ can change your life. And, you know, even though they have people who say, you know, I was abused as a child. I had this hellish life of transgender confusion or homosexuality or whatever. And when I became a Christian, Christ took that away. You can't say that. You can't say that Christ changed your life. Not going to let you say that. And we've had efforts to make that kind of speech illegal already in places like New Hampshire. As a matter of fact, the woman who is working with George Conway to come after President Trump was basically pushing. She left the log cabin Republicans because they weren't radical enough. So this is where these people are. It's just you need to know who your enemies are. And you need to, as Patrick Henry said, never trust anybody. Never trust anyone who approaches the precious jewel of liberty. You know, guard them. Guard them. Lock that down. And so if somebody, you know, says all the right stuff and then does the wrong things, we've got to call them on that. Look, I'll support President Trump when he does the right thing. I'm not going to support him when he does the wrong thing, and he's done so many wrong things, I just cannot vote for him. Not at this point. So when we look at the this piece coming out blaming the Christians, not China, for the Wuhan coronavirus, for the Kung flu, as Tristan Justice at the Federalist says, that the crux of her piece is that the Republican Party has become embedded with a spiritual movement whose beliefs fly contradictory to science, blaming the idiocy and extreme actions of a few who defied public health orders against large gatherings to stigmatize half the country. Well, there you go. See, it's stupidity to defy public health orders. This is why I say even conservatives are bowing to this tyranny. They don't understand the principle here. It's worth it to risk our lives to establish the principles that we are not the government's slaves. How many times do I have to say that? Maybe there aren't any conservatives or Christians who believe that anymore in America. And I really do think that's the case. They really don't. All they value, all you value is your safety and your comfort. Well, people who only value that never get that. I read you the quote from C.S. Lewis, where he pointed out that was the irony, that the only people who have liberty are the ones who don't place their comfort and their safety above it. And the only people who have a relationship with God are the ones who value that above everything else as well. So, when we look at what's happening in China, the Chinese Communist Party is using the coronavirus outbreak to cover further persecution of Christianity there, tearing down churches, using cameras to carefully monitor others, reports the New American. Voice of the Martyrs, a non-profit group that helps persecuted Christians throughout the world, reported that China is now holding itself up as a model for fighting the coronavirus, but fighting the pandemic, the plandemic, hasn't stopped communist officials from persecuting Christians. As a matter of fact, they're using that as cover to step up their persecution. A church in Yixing City, I guess is how it's pronounced. I have no clue, actually. You probably don't know where this is either. So it's a city in China. The church is being demolished under orders of the province officials. Religious persecution continues. The removal of a cross from a church in Goyang County. Another church in the city of Bingbu also had its cross taken down by the government. But that's not where it's really stopping. They have issued banning of online preaching. Remember, this is the issue. All these people saying, well, you know, Pastor Rodney, he could just do it online. And he said, well, I'll tell you why I'm not going to do it online. Because what I do online is being carefully monitored and shut down the discovery of that by Google. You think? You've seen that here? Yeah. They carefully craft. As a matter of fact, every time I go to YouTube, I get pushed. Go to the CDC. We got CDC reports for you about the coronavirus. And now that is starting on the audio service that I listen to, Pandora, whatever. And they're doing the same thing, pushing that. You know, we got a podcast here from the CDC. It's like, I don't want to hear their propaganda. I mean, this is like communist China. It's like the old Soviet Union. Constantly pushing the CDC on me. This private organization is going to be given surveillance power. Anyway, the Three Self Patriotic Movement, that's what the people who tried to make peace with the communist Chinese, the Christians who tried to make peace with them, they are now finding that that can't be done. They're now having their online preaching banned. They said, we received guidance from the leaders of the supervision departments today. Number one, all live stream preaching will be stopped immediately. The TSPM and the CCC in each city should notify churches promptly and carry it out. Some people are still holding fellowship secretly. Please check for them earnestly in each jurisdiction. And the fellowships that meet without approval must be completely eradicated. Number three, take the Christians' needs and emotions regarding their faith into consideration. It's necessary to positively guide them to other means with a caveat of not gathering together. See, that's what the sheriff and the other officials in Tampa are doing. You know, well, you know, we love you and we love Christianity. We just want you to follow our orders and bow to our authority, no matter how arbitrary it is. And so that's the way the communist Chinese work. And of course, they have these other issues as well. You know, they're putting in cameras that cost more than $1,400, installed in at least 8 of the 3 self churches. Images from the cameras are displayed on a large screen in the county's 2 Chinese Christian councils. The government is aware of who leads the services. They know what the content of the sermons are, even how many congregants are present. And of course, they've got them logged in their biometric surveillance system. And then they give the churches a score, a 100-point obedience scale. See, they have social credit even for the churches and for all of the individual members as well. That's what we're looking at coming into America. That's the Chinese plan, and we're doing everything the Chinese do. We should. They know exactly how to handle this. We'll be right back.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
And I'm here to tell you, I don't need you to thank me and tell me I've done a good job. I've done nothing but my duty. I discovered a bunch of bloodthirsty scum coming after innocent people, and I've been fighting them for 13 years, and I'll never stop while I'm drawing breath.
For 24 years, Alex Jones and InfoWars have been sounding the alarm for patriots worldwide. Waking people up to the New World Order, Bohemian Grove, the American Deep State, the rise of Communist China, the plan for global depopulation, and global elite pedophiles who prey off of our young. The enemy has done their best to destroy us, but because of your support, our fight continues. Join us. Support the info war, and together we will slay the dragon.
Keep fighting, Alex. You're the gladiator.
Psst. Hey, listen. Alex Jones and the Resistance are still on air. They're at band.video and InfoWars.com. All you gotta do is go to InfoWars.com/show, and you'll find Alex Jones's broadcast live. You'll find Owen Schroer, The War Room, David Knight, and so much more. Special broadcasts, films, emergency reports, it's all there. And the globalists have worked around the clock to take them off air, but something's happening. The public has been spreading the word that the forbidden truth lives at InfoWars.com/show and band.video, and it's growing exponentially, and the attempts to censor are only backfiring. But we can supercharge this right now if all of you listening realize, hey, you know how to find the show, but other people don't. They believe mainstream media that was off the air. So you can override the corporate media, the establishment, all of them at this critical time, and tell folks that the truth lives and is back on air at InfoWars.com.
My mind for more than 8 weeks has been fixed, constantly scanning, constantly computing to understand the strategic attack we're witnessing. We know by the scripting and the choreography and the fact that the virus has been scanned that it's man-made, an attack on our economy. The globalist media is firmly behind this, devastating the United States and driving Trump from power. But now we know from scores of studies from China, the UK, the United States, Europe, Brazil, Japan, that the virus reinfects and attacks different parts of the body. That, ladies and gentlemen, is an engineered bioweapon, just as the Indian scientist 8 weeks ago conclusively proved at their major university. They have a name for it at the Pentagon. It's called a soft kill weapon. It doesn't kill you usually the first time, but the next time, or the third time, or the fourth, it does. And it weighs down your economy in the process.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Okay, so we've got Ralph Northam, Governor Coonman, Governor Blackface, whatever you want to call this guy, the guy who popularized the idea that babies should be left to die on the side if they survive being ripped apart in an abortion. You just set them off to the side and you let them die quietly. Now, he didn't come up with that. That's been going on for quite some time, as I pointed out with Phelan McAleer. Did the book about Gosnell, did the movie about Gosnell, and they showed that. The movie, Gosnell the movie, focused on the courtroom trial. It doesn't go into all the grisly details. And yet all these jurors who came into that Gosnell trial, where he was convicted of murder of two children and the death of a woman of color, an immigrant nonetheless, who had complications from the abortion, and they could not get the gurneys through to get her out. That's one of the reasons why they created the laws here in Texas that were then overthrown by her masters at the Supreme Court. Because, you know, this is not about women's health. That's secondary. You got to kill as many kids as possible. But during that trial, it was, we learned, to the surprise of the jurors, all of whom had to support abortion in principle. They were told by an abortionist that, no, you don't, when the baby survives the abortion, you just set them aside and let them die. You don't actively kill them. And I looked at that and said, well, I don't know which is worse, letting the baby slowly die in pain or putting it out of its misery. And, well, they convicted him for putting it out of its misery. And the jurors were absolutely stunned that that was common practice, just like America was stunned when Ralph Northam said that that was what we do. He's a doctor. He knows. But America didn't know before that. So he's kept the abortion clinics open, but he has now criminalized gatherings of more than 10 people. It's going to take effect tonight at midnight. All public and private in-person gatherings of 10 or more individuals are prohibited. And again, I don't know what he's going to. Is he going to send CPS in to break up large families? I know a lot of homeschool families that have 10 or more people in them. They're going to have to remove some of them and CPS and put them for their own safety in some kind of a government-run institution. I'm sure that's going to be the case, right? Don't you think so? Executive order number 53. Executive order 53. Placed temporary restrictions on restaurants, recreational, entertainment gatherings, and non-essential retail businesses, as well as closed K through 12 schools throughout the state due to the coronavirus pandemic. Virginians are strongly encouraged to seek alternative means of attending religious services, such as virtually or via drive-through worship. Drive-through worship, yeah, that's great. Drive-through worship. How's that work? Yeah, I remember, you know, after I pointed out the Kentucky governor, Democrat, singled out churches. I don't go to churches. And so one church came up with a novel idea. They'd had not a drive-through worship service, but a drive-in worship service. They found, I guess, an old abandoned drive-in theater, and they held their church services there so they could remain, you know, 6 to 12 feet apart in their cars. There they are. And they did a shout-out to the governor as good little worshipers worshiping the governor, and he got a big honk from all the congregation there. They are so grateful that their master allows them to still have cars, because, you know, the cars are going to be taken pretty soon. They still have cars, and they are permitted to drive those cars and park them in proximity with each other to worship. Isn't that nice? Don't we have a benevolent dictatorship here? I just love it. You know, it's just, there's nothing better than a benevolent dictatorship. Violation of this order of Governor Northam will be considered to be a Class 1 misdemeanor, punishable by confinement in jail for up to 12 months and a fine of up to $2,500 or both. And we have now had Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who threatened to take away the license of physicians who cure coronavirus with hydroxychloroquine, threatened to take away the licenses of pharmacists and everything. She's now amended her order that banned gatherings of more than 50 people, saying churches are excluded from being subject to penalties for violating the order. And we've had Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, a Republican, has also exempted churches from his state's stay-at-home order. I think maybe Governor Whitmer is kind of concerned about the fact that she's now been left hanging out to dry after the FDA caved to the fact that we've had multiple doctors in New York, especially Zelenko, who courageously pointed out exactly what he was doing and why he was doing it and referred to the studies that were being done in multiple other countries, took the risk of losing his license to say, I have treated 700 people, and all of them have recovered, and I've treated them on an outpatient basis as they begin to get the symptoms as well, and with hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pax, and so forth. And that's what they don't want you to do. They don't want you to have a cure. They want you to remain locked down, not until Easter, not until April the 30th. But as President Trump said, well, you know, I think probably maybe June 1st. We'll be on the road to recovery. Oh, will we? Will we? So at Pastor Rodney Howard Brown's church site, they put up a statement by Chris Ann Hall, a lawyer. COVID-19 restrictions and the freedom of religion. She refers to James Madison. She calls him father of the Constitution. I think of him as something far more important than the Constitution. He's father of the Bill of Rights. Because quite frankly, the Constitution is a very flawed document if it didn't have the Bill of Rights. But of course, just as the Constitution is ignored, the Bill of Rights is ignored as well. But he wrote in 1792, he said, conscience is the most sacred of all property. The exercise of that being a natural and unalienable right. To guard a man's house as his castle, in other words, if the government is going to protect your property, to pay public and enforce private debts with the most exact faith, in other words, if they're going to have honest money and honest courts, we don't have any of that, do we? That's right, we don't. Well, let's assume that we had a government that would have honest courts to protect your property, and that would not rig the financial system. Let's just assume that for a moment. If you were to have that, but then you were to invade a man's conscience, James Madison said, that's more sacred than his castle. And so, you know, she points out, we create government, of course, to protect our rights. And prohibitions upon the government's authority to infringe, limit, or dictate the operation of a church have been codified in Western law long before America, long before 1802, in the letter that Jefferson wrote assuring the Danbury Baptists that he, as president, had no authority to do anything to them because there was a wall that separated him that kept him out of the church. Notice how we've turned that around? Middle of this last 20th century? Oh, no, no. The wall is now around the church. Everything is upside down, inside out, just like the FDA says. You know, they've taken the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, and they say, well, you can't have anything unless we expressly permit it. All medication and all freedom is denied to you unless the government grants it as a privilege. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Every week, every day, every hour, every minute, every second right now is critical. History is happening right in front of us, and we can't be spectators. We've got to be men and women in the arena, regardless of race, color, creed, age, sexual preference. It doesn't matter. The globalists with the Chi-Coms and others are openly trying to plunge our economy and start a new depression. China, who hyped up this virus, is now back to work and ramping up their economy, while ours is going into a free fall spiral. And Trump's desperately trying to restart it and create confidence, and the globalist corporate media that was worshiping China just a month or so ago, and their response is saying Trump is terrible because they want America to fail. They want you to fail. But you can expose them. You can speak out. You can share the articles and videos and reports at InfoWars and Band.video that expose them, and the globalist will go down. It's already blowing up in their face right now. So press the attack on the InfoWar and defeat the NWO.
There is a paradox. Yes, this virus is deadly and does kill people. And so do many other countless viruses that have already existed, that do exist, and will exist. But when Trump says the cure is worse than disease, he's talking about the media hype creating hysteria and trying to create uncertainty. And it is that I oppose. It is not the American way to cower and live in fear and to follow the edicts and precedents set by communist China and hyper-authoritarian Singapore, where you're now being given 6 months in jail if you don't stand at least 6 feet away from someone. This is being used by social engineers, and they admit that they are trying to transform our world forever into something unrecognizable from what it's been. We are not slaves, and we must not act like it.
In a constant search to upgrade your favorite formulas, we brought you a new way to get your B12 with the most effective and expensive form available. Ultra 12 uses methylcobalamin, a powerful way to get pure energy support for those serious about getting the B12 they need to fight deficiency and reach their peak. The results are simple. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, help the body produce energy and blood cells, and support healthy nerve and brain cells. We're bringing Ultra 12 down 40% to make sure you get this product before we run out. Now you can finally upgrade your daily routine. Get Ultra 12 today at 40% off to support the InfoWars store and experience true B12 power.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast. And I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in a VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
You know, we look at the responses, as I said at the top of the program. The countries that have fared the worst, the areas of our country that have fared the worst in all this, are the most authoritarian. California and New York, the first ones to lock down, they are the ones that are the disaster area. Italy, impoverished national health care system because the government has been running it for decades. As I mentioned weeks ago and many times since then, my wife's family or cousins in Italy, their grandmother died from a broken leg because she had to wait so long to get in the hospital because, you know, they since the government runs it, they don't invest much money in it. They didn't have the capacity to deal with her broken leg. She got gangrene and died from a broken leg. So I'm not surprised that this is happening in Italy. When we look at Spain, they have nationalized all of their private hospitals as they went into lockdown. And they're second only to Italy in terms of the destruction involved in this. We look at New York, and we'll be looking at New York in a lot more detail. We'll look at the ventilators. We'll look at the test kits. We'll look at the hospital capacities. We'll look at the wreck that is New York and New York City specifically. But the FDA has just given permission on Monday to permit states to create labs to test COVID-19. Two private companies, LabCorp, Hologic, had won approval to provide manufacturing and distribution. They've also got Abbott Labs, who are going to have a test and so forth. We have to wonder about those tests. I mean, who tests the tests? Do we know these tests are valid? Because, you know, we've already done that merry-go-round before. Do we get false positives? Do we get false negatives from these things? How do we know these tests are working? But apart from that, the fact that the FDA would withhold this for so long. And so reason says that maybe doctors shouldn't need the government's permission to fight the coronavirus. And that's what I pointed out on Friday. How doctors in Michigan had to fight Governor Gretchen Whitmer at the same time they were fighting the coronavirus. They knew what would work, but she decided that she knew better. She's not a doctor. She just plays one on Capitol Hill. And so she's going to tell and threaten them what they can talk about, what they can prescribe, threaten to take their license if they share information with other people, if they use a drug that has been approved since the mid-1940s for malaria that's been used for lupus, for RA, and many other things for a very long time. They know what the side effects are for it. For the 5 or 6 days that you have to use it to get over the coronavirus, it doesn't have any serious side effects. If you take it for some of these chronic conditions just to relieve the symptoms, if you're taking it for lupus or RA, it can be very toxic to your retinas. It can cause you to go blind. But that's taking it over a long period of time. But it's very well known, and it's been made for a very long period of time. But she prohibited them from using that. And so, as they point out on Reason, when the FDA announced that it permits states to create labs to do these kind of tests, they've also decided that they are so getting so liberal at the FDA that they're going to let pharmacists make their own alcohol-based sanitizers, hand sanitizers. Can you imagine that? We're all going to die because pharmacists can make hand sanitizers. They're going to have some soap and alcohol in them. Oh, by the way, Cuomo, in spite of all of the nonsense that he put out there about how they're making their own hand sanitizer and they got the prisoners doing it and everything, you've probably seen the reports now. That was all a bunch of nonsense. All they're doing is repackaging hand sanitizer that was made by somebody else, and he's got the prisoners doing it. Unbelievable. Anyway, why do people who are working the hardest to fight the coronavirus that we have locked the entire world down to fight, right? Why do they have to fight the government? Why do they have to ask a slow-moving federal bureaucracy like the FDA for permission to save lives? Well, for the same reason that we had the whistleblower. I pointed out about the middle of last week, whistleblower contacted the press and said, look, I don't want them to take action against me and punish me because the FDA is known for doing that. But we've got a lot of medical supplies. I think it was masks or something like that. Other things. It was, not anything that you're going to eat. It was medical supplies, protective equipment. We have a massive quantity of this. We can't touch it until the FDA sends an inspector over, and they're just too busy. And so it's sitting on the dock, and we can't even touch it. And a lot of this is going to be donated for free to hospitals. And they can't do that because the FDA. If they were to open this up and hand it out, the FDA would put crushing fines on them. And so when we look at this, Reason points out, we're just now beginning to understand the extent of the damage done and the lives lost because the FDA and the CDC actively thwarted private sector efforts to produce coronavirus testing. See, Reason's not, this is March the 17th. They're talking about this. It's 2 weeks old. And in the interim, they have been promising to punish anybody that uses hydroxychloroquine. How many people have died needlessly because of that? How many people have died because the FDA has stood in the way, totally inflexible, for ventilators? MIT's put out the plans. They said, look, we're putting this out in the public domain. You can make your own that costs less than $100. Why? Why do we have to have them standing in the way? Yeah, they have cost a lot of lives. But there's a method to their madness. Because they can point to somebody dying from this, whether they're old or young. They can say, this is why we have to lock down the entire economy and create the world's greatest depression. A German company, they're just talking about the testing issues because, again, this is a two-week-old article. A German company run by a man named Ulfert Lant was able to produce more than 1 million tests for the World Health Organization back in February. Over the same period of time, the U.S. had access to only 4,000 tests, largely due to a bottleneck created by the CDC and the FDA, according to the Washington Post. They said the U.S.'s struggles, in his view, in Lance's view, stemmed from the fact that the country took too long to use private companies to develop the tests. He said there's 10 companies in the U.S. who could have developed the tests for them. Commercial companies will run to an opportunity like this. And quite frankly, it was just last Friday. Again, this is an article from the 17th. They did run to that. We had four companies. One of them here in Austin, they'd all created home test kits for coronavirus. One of them here in Austin had a quarter of a million kits that they were putting out. Another company had already put these out under what they thought were relaxed rules from the FDA. They called them emergency use authorization. And they said, no. You can't do that kind of testing at home. No, we're not going to allow that. So anything that you've gotten, you have to destroy. Even if the people paid for it, they sent it back to you to be tested in FDA-approved labs. No, you got to destroy that. Every time a rule is relaxed during a crisis, writes Reason Magazine, we should ask whether the rule was necessary in the first place. For example, if oversized bottles of hand sanitizers are now suddenly safe enough for the TSA, they were probably fine all along. And so we should ask whether it's really necessary, even desirable at all, to give a giant federal bureaucracy the power to single-handedly derail private efforts to combat a global pandemic. Is it good policy? Well, I think it's a good policy if we follow the Constitution, because the people who wrote it understood the patterns of tyranny. And we ignore that to our great loss. You know, there's no authority for the FDA. There's no authority for the DEA. There's no authority for the DEA's war on drugs. We don't have to ask the government for permission to use medicine unless the government controls healthcare. This is why I've always said I don't want the government to control healthcare, because they will tell you what you can and cannot have. They will have their death panels. The death panels for the coronavirus are called the FDA and the CDC. They will tell you whether or not you can have hydroxychloroquine. They will tell you whether or not you can come up with a new design for a ventilator, or even manufacture it in a different place. The same thing with hydroxychloroquine. They said, oh, it's okay, but I'm not sure we're going to let other people make it besides the ones who are already doing it.
Newtonian physics documents the fact that for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, and that matter is not destroyed, it is simply transferred into another form. Well, we're seeing that happen right now. The globalists are openly trying to hype up the coronavirus, trying to kill our economy, and trying to have martial law shutdown around the country, and trying to stampede Trump into implementing it so they can blame the imploding economy on him. But Trump has seen through it, and so he's let them implement the draconian controls, and is saying, do you really want a depression for something that's killed far less than the flu? Ladies and gentlemen, now is the fight of our lives. And the good news is their attack on humanity and on independent media has caused a lot of people to start thinking for themselves. And so the traffic to InfoWars.com and Band.video is triple our previous records right now. So you're doing a great job spreading the word, and people are tuning in to find out the truth like never before because of you, the modern Paul Revere's.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, Vasobeat is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market. Fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body, Vasobeat is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
We told you it was coming. We told you they'd use a virus to scare everyone into submission and set up martial law and quarantines and lockdowns, and now it's here. And I'm here to tell you the rest of the story. Three things we all need to do. Pray to God for justice and seek his face and repent. Get politically active and wake others up to understand this is the world government, the cashless society, it's all being announced. And get prepared yourselves and boost your immune systems and get high quality food. And we're able to ship storable food again. Our supplier has expanded their factories and now are able to take new orders. And it's not about this virus, folks. That's only the trigger, the detonator. It's about what's coming in the future with elections may be canceled, with the globalists trying to implode the economy. This is just the beginning of the crisis, not the middle and not the end. So get prepared now while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. And please be Paul Revere's and spread the word.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Let's take a look at some of the absurdity about this, because, you know, as it just continues to ramp up, and understand, folks, that's why the delay. That's why they keep pushing this back. They've got a cure. We could easily manufacture a lot of roll out very, very rapidly ventilators. It's not a very complicated thing. You don't need General Motors. Quite frankly, you don't probably even need Ford to get involved, although Ford had a good idea that said, hey, we can take the seat coolers, ventilators that we use in our F-150 trucks, the biggest selling vehicle anywhere. It's about the size and weight of what these $50,000 FDA-approved ventilators have, but it produces about twice the amount of air. So we could just tone this thing down. It operates off of a battery. It's even portable. And, you know, all you need is essentially something that's going to go around somebody's face very well. And you need a filter. They've already got that for the ambulances. In the ambulances, they use a hand pump. They don't have some kind of a mechanical pump. But, you know, Ford said, hey, we got this pump that moves air around in our seats. And we could get like 8 or 10 hours of battery off of this if we run it at half speed. You know, the compressor for the air conditioning is way too much air, but, you know, this is just a little bit of air that's moved around in the seats. And then MIT's got a design for $100 that they had designed for the third world. But, you know, the FDA is not going to allow that to happen. Ask yourself, how does this help anybody? Because if somebody is dying, they can't breathe, and they don't have access to a ventilator, how are they worse off if you provide them with a ventilator that maybe fails at some point in time? I mean, you know, they're just right back to where they would have been if the FDA says, no ventilators, sorry, no ventilators. In an emergency situation like this, they're not going to have any flexibility. But they want to keep this going as long as they can. And so now we're seeing, just like we see with Ralph Northam, he's ramping it up. He's saying, I want to be clear, do not go out unless you need to go out. And it's very different than wanting to go out. How are you going to determine this? You're going to determine this, Governor Ralph? How are you going to determine this? You're going to have your, it's going to be determined, folks, by the whims of an armed government bureaucrat. They're going to determine whether or not you need or want to go out. This has been a suggestion to Virginians. Today, it's an order. He said travel between private residences was only permitted if essential. Again, he's going to determine that as to what is essential. But, you know, we have an astrophysicist who, it doesn't get any crazier, I guess, than Ralph Northam. But this actually maybe does get crazier. We got an astrophysicist in Australia. He had to go to the hospital to get magnets removed from his nose. This is what happens when you get totally bored out of your mind in lockdown. He decided that he was going to build a necklace that would sound an alarm if you touch your face. So he said he was trying to liven up the boredom of being self-isolated with the four powerful magnets that he had. And he said, I accidentally invented a necklace that buzzes continuously unless you move your hand close to your face. After scrapping that idea, I was still a bit bored, but I was still playing with the magnets. It's the same logic as clipping pegs to your ears. You know we all do that, right? I don't know. I clipped them to my earlobes and then clipped them to my nostril, and then things went downhill pretty quickly. Maybe they went uphill. I don't know. When I clipped the magnets to my other nostril, he said, we moved the magnets from the outside of the nose, the two insides stuck together. Unfortunately, he then attempted to use his remaining magnets to try to remove them. After struggling for 20 minutes, I decided to Google the problem. Yeah, because, you know, this is a common problem that I'm sure somebody has done. I found an article about an 11-year-old boy who had done the same thing. This is a 27-year-old astrophysicist. It just goes to show, folks, that a long time in school does not give you any common sense at all. The solution was more magnets to put on the outside to offset the pull from the ones on the inside. As I was pulling downwards to try to remove the magnets, they clipped on each other and I lost my grip. And those two magnets ended up in my left nostril while the other one was in my right. At this point, I ran out of magnets, and before attending the hospital, he attempted to use pliers to pull them out, but they became magnetized by the magnets inside of his nose. This is kind of like the story of Brer Rabbit and Tar Baby, right? Every time I brought the pliers close to my nose, my entire nose would shift toward the pliers, and the pliers would stick to the magnet. It was a little bit painful at this point. Yeah. So this is life under lockdown. But in Sweden, it's not happening. Sweden, they're not crazy. They're not authoritarian like Ralph Northam, and they're not crazy. This guy's been driven crazy in lockdown. No, in Sweden, they said Sweden has gone mostly for voluntary measures because that's how we're used to working. We have a long tradition that it works rather well, said a leading epidemiologist there in Sweden. He said the agency has explained to the population why social distancing was needed, and so far it's been working reasonably well. They have 3,700 confirmed cases. They recorded 110 deaths, contrasted to Italy, the center of Europe's outbreak. They have almost 100,000 cases, over 10,000 deaths. In Spain, again, these two places where they have, unlike Sweden, they have socialized medicine that doesn't work. And they are trying to control everything from the center. And so they went on to say, we all, as individuals, have to take responsibility. We can't legislate and ban everything. That's what the Swedish Prime Minister says. The government, entrusting its citizens to observe advice and adjust their behavior accordingly without the threat of police intervention, is something that should be applauded in free society, says RT. And they say it also maintains a higher, listen to this, it maintains a higher level of trust going in the other direction, from the public to the government. See, if you don't lie to us about statistics, if you don't threaten us with the police, we're more inclined to take seriously any kind of health advice you may give us. And so not only are you creating chaos, crisis, panic, shortages of food and medicine, but you've also undermined our trust in everything that you have to tell us. And quite frankly, that was undermined to such an extent decades ago for me that I don't believe anything the government says, and neither should you if you're an American. Don't believe a word that comes from the government, even if it comes out of President Trump's mouth. because at this point, his mouth is being moved by Fauci. He stands behind him so he can stick his hand up his butt and move his mouth like a ventriloquist puppet. That's exactly what is happening right now. In Brazil, Bolsonaro has taken a different approach. He's his own man. He's actually standing up to his health minister there, Mandetta. Oh, great name for a health minister, Mandetta. Yeah, we got a lot of mandates from our health minister here. We should call him, should call Fauci Mandetta. Bolsonaro said yesterday, there can be no more quarantine measures imposed on the country than those already in place because jobs are being destroyed. The poor are suffering disproportionately. And of course, as this is being reported by the American mainstream media, by Reuters, they say, well, this is just crazy. And he's lucky that China is going to be sending him some supplies of personal protective equipment. And we'll just make sure they don't have holes in it. They always hold China up as a model. They always attack anybody that goes against what they want. Now, Bolsonaro said the situation is heading towards chaos with mass unemployment and hunger. And the left is going to capitalize on this. He's exactly right. President Trump should pay attention to him. He should listen to Bolsonaro and not to Fauci. But folks, we got to take a quick break. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. You can now pre-order storable food, but we don't have that in stock, again, because we have shut down our supply chains and so forth in the United States. We thought that was a wise way. I know how we're going to starve the coronavirus out. We'll do it by starving the people and creating the worst unemployment we've ever seen. They're already talking about the fact that we've got 32% unemployment. That's the Fed talking about that. So you know it's much worse than that. The highest year we had of unemployment with the Great Depression was 25%. That's why Gerald Celente was right when he said it was going to be a greater depression, and he said that before they burst the bubble. It was already baked in. They're using this. They're using this as a way to clear the books here, folks, in a lot of different areas. And they're going to run the table on every one of these authoritarian goals that they've had for a long time. If you want to make sure that they don't completely shut down free speech, take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That is now 40% off, and we're sold out of that. So we have other products. Bod Ease is available. It is now 40% off, and of course it has turmeric in it that'll support your immune system, help you to fight inflammation. There's many other products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, listen. Alex Jones and the Resistance are still on air. They're at band.video and InfoWars.com. All you gotta do is go to InfoWars.com/show and you'll find Alex Jones' broadcast live. You'll find Owen Schroer, The War Room, David Knight, and so much more. Special broadcasts, films, emergency reports, it's all there. And the globalists have worked around the clock to take them off air, but something's happening. The public has been spreading the word that the forbidden truth lives at InfoWars.com/show and band.video, and it's growing exponentially. And the attempts to censor are only backfiring. But we can supercharge this right now. If all of you listening realize, hey, you know how to find the show, but other people don't. They believe mainstream media that was off the air. So you can override the corporate media, the establishment, all of them at this critical time, and tell folks that the truth lives and is back on air at InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening to the David Knight Show.
We are the sons of liberty. Save it from the storm, boys. Water down its roots with tea. And the sun will always shine on the old Liberty Tree. It's a tall old tree.
All right, yesterday we had a freshman congresswoman, president of the freshman class. And she was doing her impersonation of Gilda Radner, screaming at the top of her lungs and waving her hands with the pink gloves and so forth. Now we've got a Houston mayor who's going to do his impersonation of Garrett Morris from the early days of Saturday Night Live for us. He is telling everybody, the criminals, by the way, he has a plan for how they're going to handle this, and he just wants the criminals to cooperate with us as as they're threatening pastors everywhere. As they're locking up churches, they're letting prisoners out of jails. And now he's just telling them, we've got to all come together. All you criminals, we need your help handle this coronavirus. So, like, yeah, this is beyond satire, folks. Here's Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner, video clip number three.
And let me just make my plea. Until the coronavirus is resolved, criminals
use
take a
for
break.
The hard of hearing.
Okay? Stay home. Okay? Stay home. And don't commit any crimes. And that way, they'll stay safe and out of jail. Yeah. And police officers will stay safe and can go home to their families. Okay?
There you go.
So everybody chill. Crooks, criminals, you chill. Wait till the coronavirus is over. Okay? And then we'll all be okay.
Yeah, isn't it good to know that we have such effective leadership with such foresight and the value, individual liberty? I want to tell all you criminals out there, just chill. That's right. We're going to chill. And in Howard County, Indiana, we've already had the governor there put out orders. Any non-essential businesses have been shut down due to the governor, Eric Holcomb, stay-at-home order. You know, so question is, what is essential? Well, they want to help you define that. Officials in Howard County are telling you not only which stores can be open, but, you know, what you can buy in certain stores. So here are some non-essential things that you cannot buy, even if the store is open. Let's say, you know, hardware store. You go to the hardware store, you can't buy paint. You know, if you want people to stay home, you know, you might let them engage in home projects or something, right? So you can't get furniture, home and lawn decor, paint. You can't get toys or games. You can't get books or music. You can't get craft and arts. None of that is essential, according to these little petty bureaucrats in Howard County, Indiana. All of that stuff is non-essential. They will decide what you can and cannot have. Look, folks, this is martial law and everything but declaration, but why did you think that when the government imposed martial law in America, that they would actually declare it? Have you? We have been at war since September 11th, 2001. We had Bush almost at war for the entire 8 years. He got a little bit late start. They had to get that thing planned and executed there. But Obama was at war all 8 years. We're at war with many, many different countries. We don't bother to declare anything. They just give themselves broad, arbitrary powers, unlimited. And so there is never any declaration of it. There's never any end point at which it's going to stop. You're already talking about how, yeah, we're going to turn this whole health scare thing on and off like a switch. We'll turn on the social distancing. We'll turn on the stay-at-home orders. We'll turn that on and off like a switch. That's their pronouncement, not mine. So you think they're going to declare martial law? They'll never do that. People would ask why and how it's going to end. They'll just do it, and that's what they're doing. And it's getting more and more oppressive every day. They're ratcheting this down. Have you had enough? I've had enough. I've had way more than enough. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
And I'm here to tell you, I don't
Alex Jones and InfoWars have been sounding the alarm for patriots worldwide, waking people up to the New World Order, Bohemian Grove, the American Deep State, the rise of Communist China, the plan for global depopulation, and global elite pedophiles who prey off of our young. The enemy has done their best to destroy us, but because of your support, our fight continues. Join us, support the InfoWar, and together we will slay the dragon.
Keep fighting, Alex. You're the gladiator.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
You know, gas has come down to the point where one Cleveland gas station is selling it for just 89 cents. You now got a barrel of oil cheaper than a pint of beer in Canada. Well, there's a reason for that. You can actually use the pint of beer. You can't use the oil because it won't let you travel anywhere. But as this is happening, we've got shale oil producers asking Texas regulators to force a production cut because this is the way we're going to be operating in America from now on. We're going to have the government planning and controlling production of everything. This is the whole point. Folks, just like Big Pharma has been working with the FDA and so forth to make sure that you're going to buy their products and their products only. You can't have a lot of ventilators because, you know, they're $50,000 a piece. You buy a piece of equipment that expensive, you've got to get a certificate of need from your competitor. If you're a private hospital, you've got to ask the county hospital that you are in competition with for permission to buy equipment like that. You have to get a certificate saying, yeah, we really do need more competition from your competitors. And so that's one of the reasons why we don't have more beds, more equipment to deal with this. But, yeah, everything's going to be centralized, centrally controlled, just as we see Spain is melting down under the pressure of this. Why? Because they just nationalized all their hospitals at the very outset of this. Italy did a long time ago and has a very old population. That's why it is happening the way that it is there. And, of course, it is the worst in New York City of anywhere in the United States because the leadership of people like Cuomo. But he is now the person that they would love to have run for president. The U.S. postal system may go bankrupt from coronavirus. See, there are some silver linings to all of this stuff. We got homeschooling being forced upon people. We got the post office may be going out of business. This parasite to the public purse. I mean, going back to Lysander Spooner in the 1800s, he went into competition with the Postal Service because they were charging too much money. He said, I can do this a lot cheaper. And so then eventually what they did was they had an act of Congress to shut down the competition, which is kind of what's happening right now. They just did that for him in that one particular area. Now they're shutting down the competition for big businesses. They're shutting down all the small and medium-sized companies. Not too many of them are going to be able to come back from this because it keeps stretching this out. That's the plan, folks. And so, as Fortune magazine is saying, with a negative net worth of $65 billion and an additional $140 billion in unfunded liabilities, the United States Postal System was originally expected to run out of liquidity by 2021 without any further intervention. In other words, propping up this failed government enterprise. That is now accelerated because fewer people and businesses are sending mail because of the outbreak. In other words, we're going into a lockdown depression by fiat. So that is hastening the decline of the postal system, and they say they may close their doors as early as June. And, you know, President Trump said, well, you know, by June 1st, we might be out there. And it'll be too late for the postal system. Don't worry. There'll be some more paper coming out of the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department. Steve Mnuchin, Goldman Sachs banker that's in charge of the economy now, he's got everything solved. No problem. We'll just cut him another check. Everybody will be on a handout. Even the U.S. Postal System has been on universal basic income for a long time. As the Hungarian president, Viktor Orban, is given sweeping powers to combat COVID-19, the Daily Beast is concerned that this may be too much. So they're not concerned when there's sweeping powers given to a socialist government, or virtually every government on earth is assuming sweeping powers. It's only a concern to them when it is somebody that they don't like. And this is why I say to you conservatives that you should be concerned that President Trump is getting sweeping powers given to him. You should be concerned about the sweeping powers that are being taken by your state and local officials. Because even if you like these people, do you really want them to have this kind of power? Do you really want President Trump to be able to decide what the monetary supply is going to be if you think that he controls the Federal Reserve? I think it may be the other way around. But the reality is that we had a plan in the Constitution for honest money, because we don't want to trust this to the whims of politicians and bureaucrats, or even to private organizations like the Federal Reserve. We have Mayor de Blasio out there talking about churches specifically. He's very concerned about churches. He wants to, and he's focusing on churches, not abortion clinics in New York City. But he says, so I want to say to all of those of you who are planning the opportunity for religious services this weekend, if you go to your temple, if you go to your church and you attempt to perform services after you have been told too much not to do so, our law enforcement officers would have no choice but to close down those services. I'm not doing that with much happiness, he said. No practice of faith endorses something that endangers the members of that religion, said de Blasio. Well, I would disagree. There is a religion that is far worse than the Jonestown cult. It's the religion of big government. It's the worship of almighty godverment. And that's a religion of which de Blasio is one of the high priests. It is government that you worship that endangers you folks. That is the biggest danger that you face, is that government that you worship. Out there telling everybody, sorry, now even 6 feet is not enough social distancing, right? That's what the appointed experts are telling us. The New Jersey Academy of Family Physicians said these guidelines for people to remain 6 feet apart are only for those essential trips outside the home. Excuse me. There is no end to medical tyranny once it begins. I'm telling you, not only do they not have an end point, there is no point at which this becomes too absurd for them to be even embarrassed by this. We have also de Blasio is granting the NYPD power to issue fines up to $500 if you don't have enough social distance here. So presumably, I guess he might break up the church services, or maybe he fine everybody $500. They've got to be hurting for money because the police are afraid to pull people over now. But I guess they can overcome that fear if it involves shutting down a church, because that's something that's just so important to them that they can engage firsthand with those filthy church goers. You know, I remember in the movie Kingsman, we unfortunately happened to see that, and the absolute contempt. At one point, you got a guy going into a church service and he just goes on a killing spree. Way over the top, violence. It was just really clear how much hatred there was from Hollywood, from that director, for people who are worshiping in church. And quite frankly, that's what we're seeing right now. You know, Jeremy Clarkson got called on the carpet because he said, I have an answer to going out and staying safe. It's called motor car. And boy, these people came after him. He tweeted out, he says, I didn't say that you can't get, and you know, what he was pointing out was the fact that all these people who wanted to shut down private transportation, he said, think about how much safer this is than riding a train or a subway, and they call it the tube there, or a bus or whatever. We got everybody packed together where, you know, people are coming and going all the time and there's no cleaning of that. Instead, you're inside your car. You can't contaminate other people. They can't contaminate you. Isn't it nice that you haven't banned cars yet? So he even went a little bit further. He said, let's encourage people to drive cars. Let's take away some of these arbitrary restrictions meant to designed to punish people, designed to get them to surrender their freedom of mobility. Well, see, Jeremy Clarkson doesn't really understand that the whole point of all of this is to push through the UN 2030 agenda. To take away your mobility, to take away your freedom, to lock you in the cities, to lock you down in your home, to make you beg for higher internet speed because you can't work, can't even watch Netflix because the internet is so overburdened.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listen, there's a show from PBS called It's Okay to Be Smart. So everyone who's been smart and has been put down for it and persecuted, it's okay to finally be smart.
That's right. There's not two sexes and families are bad. And the right thing to do is to sterilize your son so he doesn't become an evil warmonger. I mean, a lot of feminists are saying we should have the government pass laws that male embryos are killed. But what's better and more reformed and more humanitarian is just to convince them when they're 5 years old to have their testicles chopped off. And again, global warming's real. We got to pay Lord Rothschild all of our money and the pandemic's all real. We've got to be locked up in our houses. We've got to use the language the universities say. We're not a cult or anything. Oh, no. No, we're not. We're good people. We're good people that went to these corporate systems that didn't brainwash us. No, no. They enlightened us how to censor and how to rule and how to control.
When it comes to regaining energy during the day, convenience is key. Sure, coffee, candy, and other highly sugar-filled drinks can give you a short boost, but the crash always follows. That's why we created a mixable energy formula to take on the go when you need a little help. Turbo Force. Similar to other mix-in energy packets, Turbo Force from InfoWars Life utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years across the world to provide focus, clarity, and a boost of energy when you need it. Turbo Force is certainly a force to be reckoned with for portable, affordable, and tasty energy. And speaking of affordable, you can even try Turbo Force for a limited time at an incredible 40% off. Don't wait till it's out of stock again and get Turbo Force right now, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, let's talk about where we're headed in this country. You know, it was just a month ago, as a matter of fact, that we had Nancy Pelosi, February the 24th, going through San Francisco, Chinatown, urging people, come out, come out, let's do business. come out wherever you are, just like the witch and the Wizard of Oz. All you munchkins, come out, come out. Celebrate, celebrate. Let's do business here. We can't lock this down. Let's play a little bit of a video clip. It's actually kind of funny, in a way, in a dark way, to see how much they have changed the narrative in just 1 month. There's Nancy Pelosi in San Francisco's Chinatown, just, you know, showing how much, you know, she loves China. It's not China's fault. It's not Asian people's fault, and it's not Asian people's fault. But let's all celebrate and go to restaurants and everything else. So here's Nancy Pelosi back February 24th, urging people to come out in Chinatown.
Yeah, come with me as we stalk House Speaker Pelosi right now. She's been taking a tour down Chinatown, and we have stopped already at a temple. We've stopped at a fortune cookie factory, the Wok Shop, which sells cookware, and now she is stopping at one of the little gift shops in Chinatown. If you can see her live now, she has been talking to people along the way, a lot of business owners, a lot of community leaders here in Chinatown who have been concerned about the optics of the coronavirus. And the fear that some people might have of coming to a place like Chinatown that might have a lot of Chinese nationals. So she has been going around to show that it is perfectly safe to be here. She says that this is a very special place to her heart because she started a lot of her early campaigning when she started her political career, some of it right here in Chinatown. And we got some word from her earlier on sort of the message that she's trying to purvey here.
It's exciting to be here, especially at this time, to be able to be unified with our community. We want to be vigilant about what might be on the, what is out there in other places. We want to be careful about how we deal with it. But we do want to say to people, come to Chinatown. Here we are. We're, again, careful, safe, and come join us.
Yeah, we're careful, we're safe, come join us.
Yeah, and I want to point out that no cases.
That's a very different story than they're doing right now, isn't it? We can go ahead and kill that report. Very different message now. Come on, we're safe, come out wherever you are, let's do business here. And the thing that she was afraid of was not the coronavirus. She was afraid of, political incorrectness of, saying China virus or something like that. Can't do that. Must not acknowledge that that's where it came from. And we must pretend that everybody else needs to lock down. Now, one-third of U.S. counties have yet to report a single coronavirus case. And this is coming from John Hopkins, the people sponsored by Bloomberg and Gates, who have been at the forefront of pushing the plandemic. They're telling us that they can't find anybody yet in 1,297 counties. Out of a total of 3,142 counties nationwide, they can't find anybody with coronavirus in 1,297. But we need to shut those places down nevertheless. We need to have a national lockdown. And they said these areas, as Time Magazine puts it, these are U.S. counties that don't have any coronavirus because they're mostly rural and poor. Poor. Yeah, they generally have less everyday contact with people that can help transmit the virus. In other words, there are those deplorables out there that grow your food. They may be poor, but they are rich in freedom and liberty. And they might not take too kind to a lockdown. I don't know. We'll have to see. Well, they've yet to be tested. The rest of America, the urban and suburban America, has been tested and has failed miserably, cheering their oppressors on. But Hillary Clinton is out there celebrating China. They said, yay, look at this. President Trump did promise America first, and so we're number one, say the leftist media and Hillary Clinton. They are real. It must really be bothering her that the deplorables are not the sickest of everybody, right? And as they point out, they say blood on his hands as they talk about President Trump. And he is not doing too well. And some of the polls, if you can believe the polls, I don't know if I believe the polls. I certainly don't believe the statistics coming out of the CDC. So I don't know if I believe the polls. But the polls say that even Joe Biden is doing much better than President Trump in many of these places because it is a constant narrative. And quite frankly, President Trump, I don't think you're going to win this election if you become the Herbert Hoover of the 21st century by forcing a depression on people. Of all people, you should understand what is going on with this. You indicate that you do, but you don't have the strength to do anything about it. So it is what it is. We have, as RT points out, saying that President Trump has blood on his hands is media hype, because we see that the places where this is the worst are the places where the Democrats are in control, where we have seen the most authoritarian pushback of everything, both the health care and production, business, jobs, everything. The Democrats use this as an excuse to lock down everything. And, of course, when you look even at the ventilators, there has been a long back and forth between Cuomo and President Trump, a blame game, because, you know, if you decide that the government should solve all the problems, and this is the tacit assumption now of both Republicans and Democrats. The Democrats have always believed this. Now the Republicans have bought into this. They look to President Trump to save them from everything. And President Trump is eager to see and to have you see him as your savior. Now that they've shut down everything, he's going to send you a check. So they argue about who's doing a better job of giving you handouts. And Cuomo was talking about his ventilators. You know, he was complaining about President Trump, said, well, I need 30,000 ventilators and you only gave me 400. And so it's your fault. Let's play a little bit of a clip of Cuomo admitting that he has plenty of ventilators. Yeah, now he's kind of pulled back. Video clip number 5.
Are there ventilators found in a storage facility or something that the president is claiming that there were ventilators found that they need to be distributed? Is there any truth to that?
That is incorrect and grossly uninformed. The point is, we have ventilators in a stockpile, and we didn't send them to the hospitals yet. Of course we didn't. That's the whole point. The hospitals don't need them yet. The hospitals aren't.
Oh, I thought it was an emergency. You were screaming about it.
The hospitals have enough ventilators today. But the numbers are going up. We're planning for an apex, a high point, in about 21 days. That's when we need the 30,000 ventilators. Not today. Right now, we're putting them in a stockpile. So the point is, while they're in a stockpile, you must not need them. It's just ignorant. Of course you don't need them today. You need them when you hit the climb, the apex, which is 30,000. We're not there yet.
Yeah, he doesn't need them yet. And, you know, a lot of people have been going by these hospitals in Germany and America and looking at all these places where they say it's a total meltdown. And they said, you know what? I don't see a meltdown here. As a matter of fact, you got CBS, as you're seeing right there. CBS, Sky News. They're showing Italian hospitals, and they're reusing that footage for New York. Is any of this stuff real? Some of it is, not all.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about living defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking living defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
Alex Jones here with some good news. 2 weeks ago, we had to stop taking new storable food orders because the company that supplies us was backed up and was busy getting out the orders they had. Now they've opened up 2 more factories. They've bought a whole bunch more high-quality food. They're packaging it right now, and they're going to be able to ship it out to you very soon. So get your orders in now. Every other major food manufacturer in the storable food area has been sold out for a long time. Many of them are still telling you they got food. They don't. We do, but it takes time to package it and get it out to you. The bad news is, hey, I hope the virus blows over, but the globalists trying to cancel the election and the economy may go south. Now more than ever is the time to have high-quality, storable food, and the place to get it is InfoWarsStore.com. So a lot of you have gotten food from us. You've loved it. It's been very helpful for you and your family. Now is the time to double down. With as crazy as this world is, if they're able to take Trump down, we are screwed. We've got to fend for ourselves.
InfoWarsStore.com.
There is a paradox. Yes, this virus is deadly and does kill people. And so do many other countless viruses that have already existed, that do exist, and will exist. But when Trump says the cure is worse than disease, he's talking about the media hype creating hysteria and trying to create uncertainty. And it is that that I oppose. It is not the American way to cower and live in fear and to follow the edicts and precedents set by communist China and hyper-authoritarian Singapore, where you're now being given 6 months in jail if you don't stand at least 6 feet away from someone. This is being used by social engineers, and they admit that they are trying to transform our world forever into something unrecognizable from what it's been. We are not slaves, and we must not act like it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Okay, as we look at where we're headed with this, we've got the Federal Reserve, the St. Louis Fed president, James Bullard, says the coronavirus job losses could total 47 million. Unemployment rate may hit 32%. Now, I'm telling you, they know that it's already beyond that. You know, we had, a poll had gone around to a lot of different households. They found that 18% of them said they'd been, that they'd lost their job that weekend. And then, at the same time, you had Steve Mnuchin saying, you know, this could reach as high as 20%. It's like, no. It's probably already at that point, because that was even before you had all of the major automobile companies, GM, Ford, Fiat Chrysler, Honda and Toyota, who all have large facilities here in the United States, they all shut down. That was before you had all of these governors everywhere and mayors in many towns shutting down every restaurant across the country. So it was before all of that happened that you had 18-20%. Now when they tell you that it's 32%, I'm telling you it's much higher. As they came out with their phony unemployment numbers last week, talking about the fact, oh, yeah, we've got about, what was it, 3 million or something like that. But I remember that the highest number that they had was in Pennsylvania. They had 300,000 people in Pennsylvania. And California said, we've got more than 1 million people unemployed here. They don't even know how many people they got unemployed in these various states because the websites are crashing. Never seen anything like this. As I said before, when I went through the unemployment numbers for the Great Depression, it took a very long time for it to ramp up to the, it took a couple of years after the stock market crashed. It took a couple of years for unemployment to get up to the 15, 16, 18% level, stayed around the 20, 21% level most of the years throughout the Great Depression in the 1930s, except for one year when it went up to 25%. We're well beyond that now, just immediately. So when you look at how rapidly the stock market declined, and of course it's popping around up and down again, it's been extremely volatile, which is exactly what these guys on Wall Street love. That's a great opportunity for them to make money at your expense. But it is already up to that level and beyond, and they're going to keep you locked down for another couple of months. And it's getting more and more draconian. Now you've got churches being threatened. You got pastors being arrested. You have more governors cracking down on people. As a matter of fact, even to the extent, you know, when you look at how absurd all of this is, the fact that you have people who are traveling out of New York, and they've got people in Long Island looking for New Yorkers. You got National Guard troops looking at the people coming off the train. Are you from New York? Get back to that prison. You're not going to get in here into Rhode Island and in Florida. And, of course, now the New York governor is suing the Rhode Island governor, saying you can't do that. Except the Florida governor is also doing that. They're setting up roadblocks on I-95, which is the major north and south artery. Looking for New Yorkers. And also on I-10, which is where people are going to be coming from the west, from New Orleans, the Florida governor is doing that as well. So is he going to be, is DeSantis going to be threatened by Cuomo for doing that? It's kind of the opposite, isn't it, of what we've always seen about Commerce Clause. Commerce Clause was set up to prevent the imposition of tariffs and restrictions of movement between states and so forth, because everything in the Constitution is being turned upside down now because of the coronavirus. They've always turned the Commerce Clause upside down. They claim that gave them permission during the Great Depression. That gave them permission to impose farm price controls within a state, even though you had a farmer who said, well, I'm not shipping any of my stuff across state lines. You don't have any authority of what I'm doing. I'm raising crops here in this state, and I'm selling them here in the state. But the Supreme Court, oh, yes, those judicial masters of ours, said, no. Anything that you do, even if it's all within that state, that is affecting the general marketplace of the United States, and so, therefore, we can regulate what you do even inside the state. Of course, they don't have the authority to do that, but they gave it to themselves. And that is also being used as a beard to try to enact their unconstitutional war on drugs. We never gave them the power in a constitutional amendment. We look at alcohol. They had enough respect for the Constitution that they put the 18th Amendment in. And then you had the 21st Amendment that repealed the prohibition of alcohol. But, you know, when it came to marijuana and everything else, Richard Nixon just enacted the agenda of the UN, called it his war on drugs, just like now we are enacting the UN Agenda 2030, and President Trump calls it his war on the coronavirus. It's UN agenda. And if you go back to where this all began, you want to go back to September 11th, as a matter of fact, that was really where the foundation for what is happening was laid. We talk about what happened to Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. He had on his website a op-ed piece from Chris Ann Hall, a lawyer, COVID-19 restrictions and the freedom of religion. She quoted William Pitt the Younger. By the way, he was not a founder of America's. He was a friend of Americans. He was a friend of liberty. Where I used to live in North Carolina, that had Pittsboro, was named after him. They named the town after him, one of the oldest towns in North Carolina. And they named the county after his title. You know, his name was William Pitt, but he became Lord Chatham, and so they called it Chatham County in Pittsboro. But he said, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants, and it is the creed of slaves. That's why I say, when you tell me that I can't do this or can't do that, you're not arguing from a position of informed consent. You've taken over my health care. You have mandates for what I can and cannot do, what I must take, what I cannot take, what I must and cannot do. And for me to accept that is for me to become a slave. And I will never accept that. As Chris Ann Hall points out today, because of the coronavirus scare, religious liberty is facing a huge necessity plea in the form of limits upon assembly. And she has a couple of interesting points to make. I'll try to get them real quickly before we go to break. She said, first of all, we have these numerical restrictions that are completely arbitrary in nature. There is no tested, no proven scientific or medical data to show us what number of people can congregate together. Do we have to keep it below 500? How about 100? How about 50? How about 10? There's no medical basis for that. It's simply arbitrary. When politicians assign an acceptable number of people that are allowed in a private church, they're reducing our right to freedom of religion to a first-come, first-served privilege. Secondly, these orders are not being applied equally between secular businesses and other institutions. When an arbitrary number limits are applied to a church, not to a library, not to a grocery store, not to a liquor store, this is not equal application. And then we have the definition of essential services. By what authority does the government declare the church to be non-essential? The church is a place where people turn for help and for comfort in a climate of fear and uncertainty. Since Roman persecution of the church ended, the church has always been viewed by Western civilization as an essential part of society, especially during time of trouble or need, a refuge, a place of peace, a sanctuary for the weary, even a place of healing and provision. When those in government, like de Blasio or this Hillsborough County Sheriff, can assign a label of non-essential to the practice of religion, then government is taking a very serious, very dangerous role of defining religion. That is what is at stake. We'll be right back.
You have to look really hard at mainstream television news and print media and mainstream establishment media news sites to find it. I did extensive searches online with different search engines. I did a bunch of research looking at different TV archives, and I couldn't find hardly anything except a couple local news stories with medical doctors on there talking about zinc, 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 the element on the periodic table that is essential to life and that is the most antiviral natural compound out there in thousands and thousands of studies by the most prestigious universities, including big studies on the coronavirus family. So do yourself a favor. Search engine zinc and antiviral. Three words, zinc antiviral. Zinc antiviral. Do yourself a favor, zinc antiviral.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at 40% off at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing its potential, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
Jones and the Resistance are still on air. They're at band.video and InfoWars.com. All you gotta do is go to InfoWars.com/show and you'll find Alex Jones's broadcast live. You'll find Owen Schroer, The War Room, David Knight, and so much more. Special broadcast, films, emergency reports. It's all there. And the globalists have worked around the clock to take them off air, but something's happening. The public has been spreading the word that the forbidden truth lives at InfoWars.com/show and Bandoff Video, and it's growing exponentially, and the attempts to censor are only backfiring. But we can supercharge this right now if all of you listening realize, hey, you know how to find the show, but other people don't. They believe mainstream media that was off the air. So you can override the corporate media, the establishment, all of them at this critical time, and tell folks that the truth lives and is back on air at InfoWars.com. My mind for more than 8 weeks has been fixed, constantly scanning, constantly computing to understand the strategic attack we're witnessing. We know by the scripting and the choreography and the fact that the virus has been scanned that it's man-made, an attack on our economy. The globalist media is firmly behind this, devastating the United States and driving Trump from power. But now we know from scores of studies from China, the UK, the United States, Europe, Brazil, Japan, that the virus reinfects and attacks different parts of the body. That, ladies and gentlemen, is an engineered bioweapon, just as the Indian scientist 8 weeks ago conclusively proved at their major university. They have a name for it at the Pentagon. It's called a soft kill weapon. It doesn't kill you usually the first time, but the next time, the third time, or the fourth, it does. And it weighs down your economy in the process.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Former Supreme Court Justice in the United Kingdom, his name is Lord Sumption. He retired in 2018 from the United Kingdom's highest court, and he's got some real problems with what's being done by government in the wake of the coronavirus hysteria, as he calls it. He calls it an hysterical slide into a police state. He said the pressure on politicians has come from the public. They want action. Well, you know, why are they demanding action? Because they have been propagandized by the mainstream media. They've told them to demand action. And so he said, the public doesn't pause to ask whether or not the action will work. They don't ask themselves whether the cost will be worth paying. They want action anyway. And again, this reminds me of when Hillary Clinton moved to take over health care. After Bill was elected president, she was first lady. When I would get into discussions at some of these town halls that were being held by our Democrat congressmen, and as I've said, I got roundly booed when I stood up and talked about charity. They did not want to hear charity. No. I'm entitled to this. I'm entitled to what you have. I'm entitled to your money. I'm not going to take charity from anybody. It is humiliating to take a handout from somebody, isn't it? But it's also a growth opportunity to realize that you don't have complete control over your life. And that's one of the good things that can come out of this. You know, there's a few good things that can come out of it. People can, as they have homeschooling forced upon them, if they can figure out how to deal with this, and we'll be having some more guests to talk about how to make this work for you. I think a lot of parents are going to find that not only can they make homeschooling work, but it's a much better solution for them in many, many ways, even in terms of their own time, a lot less going back and forth. But nevertheless, that might help us, and we might also come to term with our own mortality and start doing some real prepping about that. But as the judge in the UK, Lord Sumption, had to say, he said, hysteria is infectious. We're working ourselves up into a lather in which we exaggerate the threat, and we stop asking ourselves whether or not the cure may be worse than the disease. And this is what I was saying. I started to say when I went to these rallies for Hillary Clinton's health care back in the early 90s, 93, I guess it was. I said, yeah, you say there's a problem in the health care system, and of course there is. There is no system anywhere that is perfect. You might want to ask, what are some of the things that are being done to the health system right now in terms of government inflexibility and barriers that are keeping people from having access to health care, you know, things like FDA bans on treatments that are out there, things like making hospitals more expensive and so forth. You might want to ask, first of all, what government is doing that is messing this up rather than looking to them to save you from everything. But I said, if you don't understand what the problem is, you know, people just kept saying, we got to do something. We got to do something. I said, all right, well, take a look at the bucket that you're getting ready to throw on the fire that you imagine that's there. Because if it is a real fire and you don't know if that bucket's got water in it, you may be throwing gasoline on the fire. But that's exactly where we are right now. This is an hysterical slide into a police state. He said, yeah, this is serious. And yes, it is understandable that people cry out to the government. But the real question is this serious enough to warrant putting most of our population into house imprisonment, wrecking our economy for an indefinite period, destroying businesses that honest and hardworking people have taken years to build up, saddling future generations with debt? Let me tell you, it's not serious enough to do any of that. But they are using it to do all of that because they had planned to do all of that. They wanted to destroy businesses. They wanted to make people poor and dependent upon government. They wanted to saddle generations with debt. They wanted to imprison you in your home. It's called UN Agenda 2030. They want it done by 2030. And if they need to have a civil war, so be it. They'll do that too. They're getting everything that they wanted, everything that they were talking about with radical environmentalism. And this is just the excuse that they're using right now. You know, we go back and you want to know what is happening with this. Go back to 9/11. As I pointed out last week, right after 9/11, using 9/11, you had the federal government pushing out the Model State Emergency Powers Act to the various states. Now, this is not something that was enacted by the government at the federal level. They said, well, you know, here's some suggestions. Here is an agenda. Here's what we would suggest you give yourself the power to do based on a medical emergency. And they did, many of them. We've had 33 states do something like 46 different laws to give themselves powers based on the suggestions of the federal government right after 9/11. However, these suggestions were written just before 9/11. And quite frankly, you know, if you can convince the public that three of the strongest steel skyscrapers ever built collapsed into their footprint, even though there were only two planes, that all of the supporting structures failed simultaneously, and that it wasn't a controlled demolition. If you can convince the American public of that after they saw it, if you can push all kinds of narratives, you can tell people, yeah, you know, it's just a coincidence that a plane crashed into the office of the Pentagon where they were investigating trillions of dollars that had gone missing. And, oh, by the way, there's no video of that. We went around. We confiscated any video that might have existed from anybody. The hole is too small. There's no airplane wreckage there. There's no engines there. If you can convince people that that happened, you can convince them of anything, can't you? The junk statistics that we see coming from the government now, that's absolutely nothing compared to what they did with the the Model State Emergency Powers Act to give themselves the power to do exactly what they're doing. And it's been sitting there like a ticking time bomb for 20 years. Oh, you never had a problem with that? Well, now we're going to use that because you never noticed. You know, it's kind of like moving that fence onto your property, leaving it there for a while. Now it belongs to them. And going back to what Chris Ann Hall had to say, she said, when those in government can assign a label of non-essential to the practice of religion, the government is taking a very serious and dangerous role in defining religion, which is expressly forbidden in the Bill of Rights and the majority of our state constitutions. And she points out how different this is in terms of what the Florida Supreme Court has done in the past. They kept a guy who had tuberculosis. He was put in quarantine and says, yeah, but I want to go to church. They said, no, you can't go to church. And she said, what the Florida Supreme Court, and remember what's happening with Pastor Rodney Howard Brown is happening in Florida. the Florida Supreme Court said, well, you can go after you are healed, but she's pointing out what they're doing now is they're acting ahead of time, And they're saying that, they said, we would never, they didn't tell the entire church that they couldn't meet. They just told this one guy because he was sick that he couldn't go there. But you see, now what we've done is we've made everybody guilty until you prove that you're innocent with a test that we don't even know works. And then once you, or maybe if you have a vaccine, then we will let you out of prison. This is the very dangerous area in which we have found ourselves now. You know, we go back and we look at how they've been pushing this. They have removed the idea of informed consent for the individual with their mandated vaccines. They intruded themselves into the parent-child relationship with their mandatory vaccine requirements. They've intruded themselves into the doctor-patient relationship with their mandatory vaccine requirements. And now with this, they've now intruded themselves into the churches and all of those previous three things as well. The individual, the family, the doctor-patient relationship, and now into the church. There is no limit to what these people will do with using this as a beard. Well, we're out of time. Before we go, I just want to remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Everything 20 to 50% off. We've got an average of 40% off. Many different products are still available. We have, we're taking pre-books for storable food. That's going to be available in probably about 10 weeks. They've added additional capacity to that. And again, we're suffering from the same disruption to our food and medicine supplies that everybody is seeing. But we still have access to a lot of things that are going to be very important to build up your health and your immunity. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com while we have them. We've not jacked up the price. You know, it's pretty amazing to see the people that were selling hydroxychloroquine, which is now graciously being allowed, that they doubled their price back in January. Well, we haven't doubled it. We've cut ours in half. InfoWarsStore.com.